Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio.
Sick reputation for handling brawls. All I need is me a few seconds and more. And it's a rap. Tell the lady bring my lap. And I ain't coming back. So you can put a car right there. I'm the truth. And I ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody cause they seen me do it. Barricades, I run right through them. Used to them. Throw all the dirt you want. No you don't. Still won't have a pen up in a fabulous room. Bone her back. Picking out a basket of fruit.
I love you, bro.
Yeah, freaking Petey love you too. You know how I do.
Sprint, man, but this fucking bitch-ass phone I got, this fucking Palm Central shit, this shit is definitely for the fucking birds, man. And let me get some fucking background music before I start unmuting motherfuckers and shit. Oh, by the way, it's your boy GQ holding it down, Angry Bastard Radio. And it's been a minute since we've been gone. We actually did a show yesterday. We got in chat line, just shatted on people. And tonight's episode is the Women's Day. This is for the women, you know what I mean? If y'all wondering, oh, okay, that's cute. They got a show for the women. That's so cute. It's not all what it seems. Actually, it's a little deeper than just a show for women. Listen to four of NYC's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest. Man, somebody's number popped up, and that shit kind of, like, threw me off guard. Filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, all that shit. Tonight's show is dedicated to the women. We will be speaking on these wild creatures of nature, from good to bad, from freak to street, from faithful to cheaters, from trustworthy to grimy. We will have a few female guests in the building, so don't miss out on this great fucking special event. Alright, now that that's said and done, I'm going to go to the first call in the building. Let me put this shit on real quick so she can have some background music. You know what I mean? Because she feels as though, I'm going to let her introduce her, you know, introduce herself to y'all, because she feels as though, you know, she knows it all, and, you know, women are so innocent and all that shit. So, let's see what's going on. Hit us on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And, mocospace.com/the_TD_show. And twitter.com/AB_radio. And the jam line is 914-338-1782. Yeah.
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 You didn't, hold on. You have to go over the worst pickup line.
Oh, the worst, first of all, where are you calling from?
My house.
Your house?
Huh?
You call from your house? Where's your house located?
I don't want to give my information over the airwaves.
Alright, so what name are you going to go by?
Juicy?
Juicy. Alright, Juicy's in the building from a place that we don't know. I'm pretty sure she has a tree in front of her house, so I guess that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's in the building.
Right, what happened?
I said, Net-Net is in the building.
Net-Net is in the fucking building. You know what I mean?
And Chelsea's in the building.
Who?
Chelsea, a.k.a. Stickums.
Chelsea, a.k.a. Stickums, is in the fucking building. Now, these ladies are supposed to be holding down on the female side. I got motherfuckers 6'4 in the building. He's holding down the male side along with myself, GQ. Now, yeah, we turn this fucking shit off because this shit is too loud. But, alright, pickup lines. Go for it. What's the worst pickup line you've ever, you know, been dealt?
I can't wait till the first of the month till I get my food stamp so I can buy you some shrimp and cook you some dinner.
That's funny. Oh,
yo. Wow. A motherfucker actually used that?
Yeah.
Did he get anywhere?
Excuse me, I'm really ignorant, but I just laughed at it politely. Said, no thank you, I'm allergic to shrimp.
Oh, wow. That was by far the funniest shit I've ever heard. I want to give my... Now, what was the best one that you've ever, you know, heard?
I can tell you the one that I'm using right now.
Oh, that you're using. All right, go ahead.
It's pretty simple. It just goes like this. Sounds like a bow wow. And that's it.
Shut the fuck up. You don't say that shit, do you? Do you really say that shit?
It works every time.
Nah, you know which one works all the time? Yo, come in.
Especially every
time. Works every time. You look them right in their face and be like, yo, come in. Be like, yo, come in.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
But niggas out in Philly, with their pickup line is they use physical pickup lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like these niggas, like, where if a chick walks by, they'll grab her hair or, you know, grip her the fuck up, but, like, pull her arm, you know, like, yo, come here
real
quick.
Yeah, that's that ignorant club shit that I fucking hate.
Nah, it ain't no ignorant club shit. It's straight up.
Yes, it is. That's the type of shit that gets you
snacked
quickly.
Why, it's not come here. You know what's ignorant? Come here, bitch. That's ignorant.
Yeah.
You
might as
well say come here, bitch, if you're going to disrespect me and grab my ass.
That's what I'm saying. Who's talking about grabbing ass? All I said was come here.
Yeah, nah, if a nigga grabs your ass, then that might be, you know, taking it to the next level.
That's all you got to say is come here. You know what I'm saying? And I see you, Milky. All right, you in the building.
And we can't get a please come here.
May you come here.
May you come here. It's all about manners in 09 and 2010.
So what about this? What about this? This is nice and respectful, and, you know, this has manners. Damn, what's up, you sexy bitch? Yo, can I talk to you real quick?
Just throw in a please at the end. You good.
Word. Okay, bet. So, yo, please, you sexy bitch, please come here. Please come here, you sexy bitch, you. It depends on what every area you're in, because if you're in a predominantly all-white area, a lot of shit won't work the way it works in the hood. Like, long time ago, yo, shorty, let me holler at you, especially if you were Spanish, that might work. Nowadays, that won't work neither in the hood or in a predominantly white neighborhood. But, like, yo, come here, in a white neighborhood, it's not going to work. I don't think. I've been to the Staten Island Mall.
But Raheem, that's all you, right?
I don't know who Raheem is, but what happened?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know who Raheem is, but, yeah, hello?
Man, what's GQ?
Yeah, what's up with you? I'm Chirp.
Oh, yeah, my Chirp is off. My shit is off right now.
Bitch-ass nigga.
Bitch-ass
nigga, man.
You're a bitch-ass nigga, man.
Excuse me.
Yo, who's the worst cheaters? Actually, the best cheaters.
You know who the best cheaters are. They know.
Women are the best cheaters.
Yes, we are.
The best
Yeah, they're all right. You hear them in the back. I know, like, they're proud of that shit.
Uh-huh, they are.
Women are the best cheaters because we can lie with straight faces.
Come on, girl, stop playing. I know you're listening.
We can cover shit up. We already have a story before we even cheat.
Mm-hmm.
We already put our girls on it. Like, yo, if he asked you what we did, we went shopping. We got our nails done.
All of that. And it's, and you know what the funny thing is? It's premeditated, a lot of it. And if you
we
know
are,
what, it's
you
not
know
just
what?
Premeditated.
Makes us
not that
better.
It's premeditated. It's just that they're so used to doing it, they already know what it is. Like, girl, you already know. You know what I'm saying?
Not even. If men are so predictable, we already know what kind of questions y'all going to ask, so we already got the answers before.
Answers ain't got nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? It's about how you doing what you're doing. It's not about answering questions.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to ask some off-the-wall shit that, yeah, I ain't never asked you before. I'm like, oh, yeah, you went out last night, right? How many dicks did you suck?
Where your panties from last night?
Word.
I mean, what if I didn't wear none?
Really? Since when you don't wear panties?
Word.
It's cold outside. What the fuck you not doing wearing panties?
Word. What are you
doing? Come on, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's how you met me.
Yeah,
that's how you met me.
With no drawers on?
I met you in the summertime.
On the bus stop. With a mouthful of bubble yum.
Word. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man, that's just disgusting, though, man, because it makes you not want to get in a relationship, makes you not want to get married and all that shit, because women are so fucking grimy, man. Just like, you got to watch it tick 24/7, and
grimeball.
If it gets to that stage, it's like, what's
grimeball.
The point?
Grime balls.
Yeah, grime buckets,
not
man.
All of them. Not all of them. There's some flowers out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but there's a lot of daisies. Dandelions, I meant to say. Dandelions.
Yo, you're stupid.
Word. And dandelions don't smell good.
They don't.
I've noticed, race-wise, like Spanish people, supposedly, like Puerto Ricans are supposed to be the most faithful ones.
Listen. Shea Butter wants to talk.
Where's Shea Butter at? Bring Shea Butter ass over here.
Bring her ass in here, man.
Not to get her in on this conversation.
Get her ass in here.
Get the fuck in there. Hey, yo, people, we got two callers on the line. I don't know if y'all here to listen or not, so if y'all want to be heard, just push the 1 button, and a hand will come up, and then, you know, I will unmute you, or whatever the fuck it is. And if you're just here just to parlay and just chill back and listen, by all means, you're free to do that.
Nigga, that hand is on your end, nigga. They don't see that fucking hand, nigga. Fuck you, Tucker. Speak a little bit.
No, I'm telling them to press 1. If they press 1 on the phone, then the hand pops up on my end, and I'll see the shit.
That
means.
They don't know about the hand, motherfucker.
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah, these niggas don't know about the hand.
Call it, man.
Lord. Must be calling the Mexican mafia.
Calling your mama?
Nah, I'm actually calling your mom. She owes me a couple of dollars. I mean, I want my shit back. You're trying to get me a Dutch.
Your mom's the only shit. She paid in full last night. Believe that, dog.
Oh, yeah, paid in full?
Yeah, why you think she ain't home yet? She's probably pulling down the New Jersey Turnpike. Fuck out of here, little nigga. Little nigga. Lol, man. Lol. They got apple spice, apple cinnamon yogurt. How about that?
Uh-huh.
It tastes pretty good. Oh, yeah, it does taste good. You can get it. It does taste good. And there's no gelatin. There's no gelatin in the Pathmark brand Pop-Tarts. Okay? So go ahead and get that, baby. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Let them live a little bit. Let them live a little bit.
Hey, yo, Butter is in the building. Hey, Butter, how you doing? I'm
Butter in the building. What's up? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go. Hey, Butter, what's your country ass?
Country ass.
I am real country.
That's what
mm-hmm.
you do, though. Where you from in the country, though?
I'm from Florida.
Okay, you
from
Florida.
I'm from the dirty, south.
Okay, how about dirty? You dirty and stinking, huh? That's what it is. Yeah, we like it like that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no better. Hey, clean is no good. It's got to be dirty.
Yeah, it got to be nasty and sticky. You know what I mean?
Not nasty.
Not nasty?
Nah, just dirty.
Dirty? What about stinking?
Maybe.
I like a little stink.
It depends on what kind of stink.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about no bacala stink. Like, no, we can't do that.
No, we don't do bacala.
Nah.
Bacala.
We don't do pescado, all right? We don't do pescado. I don't want to
mm-hmm.
shit. Let me tell you something. I smelled a pussy the other day. Now, listen to me. This is real talk. All right. And the other day, it was like, whatever, a month ago, whatever. No.
Mm-hmm.
I smelled a pussy the other day, son, that smelled like nothing. Real talk. It was beautiful. It looked beautiful, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was fucking, the woman was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it was beautiful, son. But it smelled like absolutely nothing. Like, ladies, what do you think of that?
I think that bitch douched one too many times. There's no way in the world. See, y'all gotta be crazy as hell.
Really?
Yeah, really. That's, We don't think too good about that. It's supposed to have a smell to it, but not fishy. Just like dick has a smell to it, but it's not supposed to smell like old cheese. Musty nuts.
Parmesan cheese and shit.
Of course not. But my whole thing is like,
hence the whole word
smells
padissi.
Like
nothing. It smells like padissi after sex.
Smells like nothing.
Yeah.
It smells like nothing at all. Like not stink, not nothing. Just.
That bitch done scrub her shit too hard. She must have scrubbed herself dry or something. I don't know.
No doubt.
No doubt. BB bit.
Yeah.
So, Butter. I almost forgot her fucking name and shit. So, who, in your opinion, is the best cheaters?
Women, hands down, women.
Oh, are you hear what
Thank you, Butter.
That's exactly why I do not want to get in a relationship.
But you know why?
Women, come on now.
You know why? That's because of us. It depends on the type of man, too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
True.
That's because of us.
That's because of y'all.
Nah, it is because of
yeah, we learn what to do from what not to do from y'all ass. Exactly.
Oh, shit. I mean, y'all need us. You have to learn what not to do from another woman. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
But you know what the thing is? Like,
Nah.
But you know what the thing is? It's if the type of dude or the type of nigga or whatever that ain't going to tolerate some shit, then it's whatever, bottom line. Like, you're not even thinking about going in that direction. Or if he's doing what he's supposed to do, then what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Keep like, laying it down. See, women cheat for different reasons than men. Exactly.
So what are the reasons then?
Alright, see, men cheat out of being greedy. They lust. They see something that walks by, they want it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Women,
hey, hold on. Are you speaking for yourself or are you speaking for every woman?
Nah, listen, I'm speaking for most women.
Really?
Yes, most
okay, what's
women.
What's the percentage? What's the
women
percentage
cheat.
Of that? What's the percentage?
Women
what's
cheat
the
for emotional.
What's the percentage? What's the percentage? What's the percentage?
Nah, listen. Hold on.
What's
women cheat for emotional reasons. Like, he's not giving me enough attention.
Exactly.
He doesn't love me. He
you're
loves me. I don't feel appreciated. Shit like that.
So then why the fuck don't y'all open your mouths and tell us that so we be like, okay, let me send my game
well,
up.
By the time they do that, they probably already tried that shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't X-Files. This is y'all women. X-Files. Women are X-Files.
Man,
we need to have X-Files Wednesdays.
X-Files, X-Files the fuck out Wednesday.
Women are definitely UFOs.
Yeah, man. They...
And I can tell you that from personal experience. But don't take my word for it. You know
hey,
what I mean?
Hey, some of these bras look like UFOs, man. I mean... You gotta watch out.
Yo, that's not right.
Watch it
it's
real.
True, it's true, though.
Don't worry, brother. You don't have to. Don't send the bitches that look like UFOs.
especially the black. I think the black women that wear wigs, those are UFOs, man.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this chick in the club the other day. She was scratching her head, and her fucking wig was moving as if it was a fitted hat. So yeah, that's so disgusting, man.
You know what? When a bitch walks around with some nappy ass weeds, like, take this shit out and do it over.
Mm-hmm.
Do something.
I hate
shit.
That shit.
Do something, shit.
Yeah, I don't get it. If you want to have a weed, like, maintain it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maintain that shit, man.
It's
like, niggas don't need to see that shit. And it's like, oh, man. It's like, you know it's a wig because it'd be the shiniest part of their whole outfit. Like it's store-bought. Like, they just bought it out the store. There ain't no dustiness to it or nothing. It'd just be too fucking perfect. Like, a perfect shiny.
Right.
And you look closer, you see four stenches and three tracks.
What about women? What about men and they nasty-ass hair on their face? What's with all that Rick Ross shit y'all got going on? All right, come on. I am a fan of the 5 to 5:45 look. That's
the 5:40. What the hell is that?
Mhm. What is that? God damn it!
Can you turn the X-Files shit off? It's
yeah, I'm fucking starting to feel at home and shit. They missing home. All right, what's the 5:45?
The 5:45 look is like, you know, a little bit scruffier than the 5:00 look.
You like that 5:45 look?
Yeah, 5:45 is sexy. That's killing it.
That's killing it right there. Oh, well, that's all a nigga need is 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that. Not just
like
that.
What if I got like a 5:25? I think I'm there.
5:25 might just be there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Juicy.
5:45 is the grown and sexy look.
So what about the
5:25? Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything between 5 and 5:45 is good.
Alright, so no 5:46s?
What about the queen
before,
baby?
4 or 5, you look like you haven't even hit puberty. And after 5:45, you looking homeless.
Oh, shit.
Yo, she's stupid. Yo, but hold on. What about the clean baby butt?
I just like to know, have a man that's like between my legs. Because, like, you know, sometimes when a dude is eating your cookie and they got like a touchy hair, it feels a little bit. That just feels good.
Hey, whoa.
Hold on. Hold on, let me sip something before I choke and shit.
Oh, only your angry blast of radio, man.
Oh, man. Anyway, hold on a second. This is my question. What did you just say?
I said the facial hair, when the dude is eating your pussy, it kind of tickles your butt a little bit, and the shit feels good.
Yo, that's a good one, dude.
No,
I do feel good, but like the hair absorbs the moisture.
No, I've never heard of shit like that.
Oh, shit. Son,
I never.
You said the hair absorbs the moisture. Yo, my.
I never heard of shit like that, yo.
Hold on. Who
I never
that?
Heard of the flavor saver.
Who said that?
Juicy said the tickle in the butt thing.
Who said the hair absorbs the moisture?
That was
butter.
Yo, check
that
it out.
Oh, that was butter?
Let me tell you something. You know what? You ever think about this? Like, because I be telling my chick sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I smelled you at work today. I smelled your pussy at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. And it's not like just a psychological thing, a mental thing. Because I'm like, yo, because when I was eating your pussy last night, you know what I'm saying? I made sure that my chain got in your pussy.
I love that shit.
You know
I
saying?
Love that shit, yo. Hit me up.
Yo,
hit me up on a text message and be like, baby,
nah,
I just smelled your pussy on my top lip.
Oh,
oh man.
Ooh, yes. Nah. That's some hot shit right there.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That's how you do it, though.
Like, babe, I can't wait till I get home because I'm smelling your pussy. I've been smelling your pussy all day. I can't wait till I get home and taste it again.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed to get some
girls. Whoa.
Like, as soon as you get in the door, I'm going to be waiting.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be waiting to fuck that pussy. Forget about eating that shit.
Fuck it, lick it, fuck it. Whatever you got to do is going down.
Right,
that's the thing.
Know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely a champ.
Got to be a
don't
champ.
Don't be telling my business.
I mean, both of y'all are champions, you know what I mean?
Right, hold on. You know what? Since you said that, I know a lot more about you now that you said that. So what you trying to say?
Yo.
You just gave it
when
up.
When niggas say things to females
on,
like
how,
that.
Hold on. How do you know your business? Hold on. Where you from?
Nah, I mean, we go back a little bit.
Yeah, right. Where you from?
Hold on. I got to tell you something.
Yeah, right.
When a dude hits you up, right, and says some shit like, yo, wait till I get home because I'm going to tear that ass up, that's all the motivation in the world. For us to have a blunt already rolled, have some drinks cold, have fucking dinner ready, everything.
Mm-hmm. Hell
yeah, you gonna be waiting on that
date.
That's right.
Oh man,
yo,
I love her.
Right, let me tell you something, man. Hey yo, man, listen here, man. You got the right fucking idea, girl. All right, you get the fucking merit badge for tonight. Okay, that's number one. Because these fucking bitches out here don't fucking realize. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Nigga.
She
right.
is angry.
A good nigga when they fucking see one, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not able to see that, you know what I'm saying? Because you see that's what's in yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's the attraction. So they don't got it in them. That's why they can't recognize a nigga. What the fuck is going on?
Wow.
Look at the bullshit. I'm feeling you, though. Can
maybe
I get
a lot of niggas
are
sitting in some leg-ass dick that they not...
Can I get some rice and chicken or something?
For real.
Listen, I just want rice and chicken, man. I don't need to fuck. I just want rice and chicken. Have that dinner ready.
Have dinner ready, exactly. All your favorites. That's some shit. Like, if I know that dick is really good, I'm calling your mom, right? And I'm like, yo, you know them biscuits your son loves? Can you give me the recipe for that?
For real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you, how old are you?
All right, here's what we're going to do. I want you to spend an hour.
Nah, that's that nigga E. I unmuted that nigga's mic.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's funny.
Oh, man. Hey, would any of you women ever eat in between a man's ass?
Oh, Lord. Hell
yeah. Hold on, wait, real quick.
Butter.
You ever, like, listen, you ever been, like, real in the sex, right, and you, like, kind of, it's not, it's accidental, kind of, when you grab the ass, right?
I ain't gonna lie, I went down there once, twice, and hey, from what I experienced and all the rest of my friends that done did it, the men love it, so.
Wait. I'm sorry, I'm not putting my fucking nose nor my mouth in something that fucking smells like a 24-pack of Crayola.
Yo, she said a 24-pack of crayons, dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yo,
I would never have a woman have her nose or mouthpiece area or fingers anywhere near my anal cavity.
Yeah, definitely. The closest I'm getting is like sucking on some balls, and that's
I'm a little nervous on the taint because that's the line right before my asshole. Like that's too close. You know what I mean?
That's borderline homo.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's why I'm like, I don't want to go across some tracks. I'm good.
Mhm.
Swallowers.
What about us?
Oh, wow. Never mind. I guess that answers my question. Did you hear that? What about us?
I wish all women, like, realized the importance of swallowing a load.
Oh, yeah. School them. 6'4" about to school y'all to save y'all from breast cancer.
I got this.
What?
How to swallow. For women that don't know how to answer the question. Take it back like it's a motherfucking shot. Don't taste it.
Hell yeah.
Take it back and swallow that shit.
Throw that shit back. Oh.
Yo, dog.
Nah, fuck that. I want you to swallow my shit like a goddamn milkshake. Like a banana milkshake.
It depends on what you eat.
Hold on. It
sure
depends on shit. You know why? Because I fucking eat good, you know what I'm saying? I drink good. I don't put poison in my body and shit, so my shit tastes like fucking honey. You better fucking taste my shit, savor my shit, goddamn it, and be glad.
I mean, yo, what's the real shit?
I was told that if we eat bullshit, like junk food or shit, it tastes salty or some shit. But if we eat like a lot of fruits and, you know, vegetables and we maintain our diet, it would turn sweet. Well, personally for me, I don't know. I was never really a big fan of, you know, women that swallow. Like, I'll be like, oh, man. But I am a very big fan of the face spuge.
That is fucking disgusting and disrespectful.
Oh, what?
Wait, what?
He's talking about
a facial.
A face painting.
Oh, damn, what is up with that? What do men get out of nuts on a bitch face?
Especially if you're pretty.
And that is so fucking disrespectful.
It's all right for a face painting every once in a while.
It's one thing to the nut or just some any old bitch's face. But not
your
wife. You're not
going to
nut on your wife's face.
Oh, yeah, maybe not my wife, but just maybe a random slut, you know what I mean? Slut bag. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's
give her a
I got a question for the men.
Give her a sperm perm. Uh-huh.
I got a question for y'all. All right, here we go. Y'all, any of y'all got your red wings, like?
Oh, yeah. We're flying colors.
Eating a bitch on her period, though?
Nah. I fucked a bitch on her period. I ain't eating no goof. No, I'm good. I'm allergic to hot sauce.
I'm talking about dribbling, and that goes everywhere but the hole.
Everywhere but the hole. Nope. There's no.
Nah.
You know what? I'd rather use my dick, and so would she.
I'm just saying.
I mean, eating it, like, what am I supposed to do? Eat her pussy and then go up and kiss her?
Like, she's talking about eating pussy while it's bleeding.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm supposed to eat that and then, like, what, hey, baby, let's be intimate, like, kissy-kissy face.
I said you eat everything around it but the hole. The only thing that's bleeding is the hole, not the whole fucking pussy. All
right. Well, for me, the answer is no.
Oh, so you mean to tell me, like, lick on the... you know, I ain't gonna front. I mean, I ain't gonna hold
you. Yo,
I ain't gonna hold you, dog. I licked this chick's clit before, and the fucking, the string was hanging out of her pussy and shit. I was ignoring. I had no blood on me. It was covered up. So I mean, it wasn't no pad. She had on a Tampax, a fucking joint, the tampon shit. And the string was hanging out. But it was like,
wow.
I ain't seen no blood, and it wasn't on the clit, so I licked the clit. I mean, it didn't smell like, you know, crab cakes.
That's
so I was good.
Saying.
Yo, you know what I've
you
done before?
You dribble. You don't go all the way to the hole.
I know what
you're saying. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what I've done? Like, I haven't, like, eaten it while it was, like, bleeding or nothing like that, but I've pulled out the tampon. Like, I've pulled it out with my teeth.
That nigga's gonna fuck around and pull a blood clot out of some dumb shit.
Oh, yeah, that's some more nasty shit right there.
I pull that string out, you know what I'm saying, with my teeth, and then I fuck the shit out of that pussy. You better believe it.
Oh, you strap up, nigga.
What? Your mouth.
Robin?
Hey, hold on. We got a caller. Hold on. Hey, fucking slow ass computer, man. I swear. Hey, yo, caller, you on the air?
I don't exist on the air.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord. You don't exist on the air?
Mm-mm.
Okay, where do you exist at?
I don't exist anywhere.
Oh, yeah? You're non-existent?
Yeah.
Hold on, who are you?
Okay, anonymous.
What?
You anonymous?
No, I'm non-existent.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you going to air for?
Excuse me?
Are you just listening?
Am I talking to you? Does it sound like
no.
I'm listening?
Yo, God. She's fucking... You have a smart mouth, shorty. Where are you calling from?
Far away.
Far away?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. He's probably right down the block, though, real tough.
Hell yeah.
Am I?
Are you? I guess you're the only one that knows, right?
Yeah, I guess I am the only one that knows.
Okay. What's your name, though?
I just told you.
Nobody? Or non-existent?
Right.
Okay, and where are you from, non-existent? Are you from nowhere?
Yeah.
Are you from no place?
Yeah.
Which one, nowhere or no place?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Well, anyway, my name is 6'4". Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's GQ.
He said, mm-mm.
She said that shit real nervously, like, like, I know you, nigga.
Yeah.
You don't know me. How long you been listening to Blog Talk Radio for?
Up until six, being a savage by pulling tampons out with his teeth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've done it.
I've done it.
That's very animalistic of you, Six.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
Oh,
was
it?
And, you know.
But why don't you tell us how long ago it was? The listeners are very interested.
Very interested. That was like, let's see, before my son was born, so at least 6 years. And then maybe 7 years ago? Well, my son is more than six. He's more than six now, so maybe 6 years and however many fractions.
Did you enjoy that when you did that?
No, I didn't. I didn't enjoy that part. I enjoyed it after I pulled it out.
Oh, right.
Well, have you ever fucked on your period? Or been eating out on your period, which is really
the question. No.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now that we got that out the way.
Hey, you know, are you calling anywhere in the New York area?
In the what area?
In the New York area.
If I am, what does it mean?
I was just asking, you know, because we got a lot. We got, yeah, you do.
What's the prize?
Nothing.
Well, I nowhere land.
Nothing at all.
So we'll send you nothing to nowhere, and you know that'll be your prize.
Sick.
You sound real cool. What's happening?
Nothing's happening.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in here with my kids trying to get them to go to sleep, and they're getting on my nerves. That's what's happening.
Really? How many kids do you have?
Two.
Let me guess, two girls.
Oh, yeah. How'd you know?
I don't know. I'm good at guessing.
Yeah, you are. You're good. No. Mm-hmm. Why?
Do you believe in fellatio?
Do I believe in it?
Mm-hmm.
Believe in it as what? Do I do it or am I against it?
Both. Actually, both.
Believing in it would mean, like, using that term as like worshiping it or something. Like people believe in God or believe in the boogeyman.
Well, I don't believe in boogeyman, so, you know. I do believe in God.
I believe in a big bad wolf.
You believe in a big bad wolf?
Motherfucking right.
Yeah.
Probably explains why you live nowhere.
Exactly. You get it now.
Yeah, it worked. You better believe in a big bad motherfucker.
I believe in that motherfucker.
God,
he's real.
He fucking is real.
Yeah, it is.
Any day of the motherfucking week.
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to what we're talking about. So you give head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you believe in swallowing?
Believe in swallowing? No, I don't believe in it. I have faith in swallowing. Yes.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you agree with swallowing? Better question. Do you swallow?
Right. Yes.
You're to the point. Oh, goddamn.
Get to the point, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Bullshit.
Okay. Because 6-4, please inform the women on the show as well as the women listening to the show and the women that will be listening to the show when they download it. The meaning, well, the reason why they should, if they don't, start swallowing.
Oh, I know already. It prevents breast cancer.
Yo, Ma, listen. Just take off your clothes, all right? First of all, you can't be on the phone. How are you talking on the phone with your clothes on? That's impossible, isn't it? I don't understand what's going on with that.
What are you
First of all,
about?
Take off your clothes before you even speak, all right?
Why?
Huh?
Why?
What are you wearing right now? What are you wearing?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's L.E., the other host of the show.
Yo, Ma, what are you wearing
that?
Right now?
L.E.
Why?
What are you wearing? Just answer the
Who
question.
Who are you talking to, first of all?
Mita, I'm talking to you.
Are
you Spanish or are you white? You white?
Excuse me? Am I
white?
White?
You sound old. What are you, like 42?
Nope.
What are you doing on the chat line and you're 42? It's all, listen, it's all good, though. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. What are you wearing? Your mom.
What are you wearing?
I'm actually wearing a striped sweater with some jeans and socks watching a Yankee game.
Okay. So you looking like Freddy Krueger while you watching the Yankee game.
You know what? I like that. I like that. Okay. I like that. I like that. Okay.
Poot it.
Poot it.
Yeah, she did poot on me. She did poot on me. It's all good, though. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So back to what are you wearing?
Uh-huh.
You know, you sound like somebody I know.
Uh-uh.
Persistent.
Who's that?
Yes.
Yes.
Sassage.
Where are you from?
Sassage.
Sassage.
Where are you from? Hello?
Sassage.
Hello.
Hold on, what's your name? What's your name?
Nobody.
Your name is Nobody?
Mm-hmm.
Is that on your birth certificate?
No cookies on my birth certificate.
Cookies?
Cookies with your apple juice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, the Knicks are getting. Oh boy. Anybody yeah, what,
what's Knicks the
game?
What's the score in the Yankees game?
It's 0-0. Top of the third.
Oh,
who are the Knicks playing, man? What the fuck, man?
The Miami Heat. This is a there's three games on right now. Two basketball and one baseball.
Who else is playing? Whatever basketball game is on.
The Spurs and the Hornets.
Hey, nobody, do me a favor, hold on there, all right? Don't go nowhere.
Hold on, listen. The only place I'm gonna go is to my over there where my wallet is to take some money out to give your mother to go to the store to give me some more practice. That's the only place I'm going. So other than that, you got money.
Yo, E.
No.
Now, these women right here
mm-hmm.
are champions, I guess.
They're what champions?
Just by the name. The name says it all. One's name is Juicy, and the other name is Baby Butt or Super Butt. Butter. What is it? Butter and cheese?
Juicy
and shea butter. Oh, shea butter. My bad. It's juicy and shea butter.
Why are they so quiet?
And they believe in swallowing every single last drop.
Nice.
Every last fucking...
We were trying to give the 42-year-old soccer mom a chance to speak.
Yeah, they're trying to give it.
Yo, Juicy.
She's old, right? She's old, though, right? She sounds old.
Hey, Juicy.
What, she just put her teeth in so she can get on the chat line or what?
No, that's a caller, dog. It's not, we're not on the chat line. That was an actual caller.
Yeah, oh, wow. Okay. She got the super pollen in popping, huh? It's all good.
Mm-hmm. This nigga's trying to cut.
Did she hang up?
Nah. Because I told her to hold on. Because I didn't want to have too many people on the...
Hey, yo, listen, man. First of all, and foremostly, man, y'all niggas are toasting, you know what I'm saying? Like,
come on,
so
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
First
come on,
first.
Man!
Uh-huh. This nigga bitch y'all, nigga, man. You a bitch ass nigga, man.
Hey, yo, you're going to be the sports reporter. I mean, report them scores, nigga.
The scores, you faggot.
Chase Utley just hit a home run top of the third, so it's 1-0. That was like a little blue.
I'm watching the basketball game.
Chase
Who's
Utley?
Pitching Pettit, right?
No, CeCe Sabathia.
Oh, yeah, Sabathia, then Pettit, then fucking, fucking Mexicano Cabano.
Yeah.
All right, so the score is 1-0. Yankees is up.
Hey, yo, where your man at, though? GQ? All
right, and basketball, Shea Butter, who's playing where you're at?
Philly and the Magic.
Hold on.
Oh, Philly
hey,
and the Magic. What's the score?
Hey, nobody.
84-91.
What? What is she talking about?
She's talking about the. She's talking about the Sixers.
Yeah,
64-91.
64-91.
Yeah.
What are you in Philly?
Nah, she's in Florida.
You? Where are you?
I'm black. Where the hell are you?
No, she said, where are you? He said, where are you?
Oh, I'm in Florida, Tampa.
In Tampa? Tampa?
Oh, shit. Shea Butter's supposed to be coming up here. She has a motorcycle. Her and Juicy are going to be riding on it. But Juicy's going to be in the back.
Sidecar?
She's going to be in the sidecar.
Nah, I'm definitely not in the sidecar. I don't ride sidecar. Hell no.
Hold on. Whoa, stop. What are you riding?
I'm a driver. I'm in control.
Whoa, stop. What are you riding?
You could be in control. You could be in control of this vacuum. And this guy been watching food.
And the spoon in the kitchen. Instead of driving the vacuum around that carpet.
Oh, hell no.
And he
must have missed the conversation earlier.
And these pots and shit, and this goddamn and this car wash and this hose and shit.
The reason why this is stupid, we were earlier. He's the reason why this is going to do shit.
That is funny.
See, that's why one of his females would cheat on him for emotional reasons. We just went over all this.
Hold on, how old are you?
23.
How old is the other one? Is that your mom, the other
one?
Is that your mom or your aunt?
The other one. Yo, I got a name.
I'm sorry, what's your name? Juicy?
Smut.
What's your name? Juicy, right?
You can always call me Slut in the bedroom.
That wasn't me. That was before.
All right. My bad. All right. I'll wait till we get
there. What is your name, lady?
My name is Shea Butter.
Shea Butter. What are you, Juicy's aunt?
It's Juicy's alter ego.
In my heart. All right.
What are you, a schizophrenic, Juicy?
I'm just kidding.
Hey, yo, man. You a bitch ass nigga, man. Hey, so what guys do y'all prefer? Do y'all prefer Spanish guys, black, white, what? Chinese, Indian? Derelicts, like, what type of men you prefer?
Rough and rugged.
Huh? Yo,
Michelle,
rough and rugged.
Weird, doesn't she?
Rough and rugged? So does that mean that you want, like, an abusive man? Or do you want a man just to, like, grip you the fuck up every once in a while and put you in your fucking place?
Grip me the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, okay. I like
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, she sounds like, you know what I mean, she like that shit. What about you, Shea Butter?
Bust a bottle on the curb, stab up real quick. Like, how you like it?
I need to do that to talk to me through his teeth every once in a while. Like, you gonna get your bitch ass in here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely do that. I did that the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I had to grip somebody up real quick. Just, you know, keep my pimpin strong. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta keep it strong. You gotta exercise your pimpin. Don't.
What?
If you don't use it, you lose it. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You guys are killing me, man.
Yo, man, I'm going to play a quick song, man. This is going out to all the birds. I mean, the females out there.
Don't get stupid.
Keep it locked. Angry Badger Radio.
Young Jew man, and I'm the brick abuser. 34, 34, and still serving user.
birds. Fuck up. Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ holding the fuck down. I'm calling out of Jersey, actually. You got motherfucking LE64 calling out of Staten Island. You got Unknown calling from nowhere in the middle of no land. You got fucking Miss Juicy and her friend Shea Butter calling from Shea Butter's calling from Florida. Juicy, we don't know where the fuck she's calling from, but and they're giving us good conversation, so let's continue with it. It's Wednesday's is Woman Day Wednesday. Stuttering ass nigga. And we're talking about these creatures of nature we call females. It's amazing because these women tend to always, you know, bitch and complain about everything. Men ain't shit. Men is this, men is that, blah, blah, blah. If it wasn't for us, you motherfuckers wouldn't be in this world. Okay? We gave a motherfucking rib for you stink asses to be up in this motherfucker. I mean, give us some type of fucking respect.
Oh, shit. Morgan Freeman's going to be Nelson Mandela?
And where? When is the movie coming out?
I'll let you know right now. This is the time to build our nation.
I'll tell you what movie I need to see. Yeah, I need to go see the new Saw.
December 11th, it says.
Oh, have you seen it already?
Yes. It's a great movie.
Really? Uh-huh.
Great movie.
Well, I figured after, you know, Saw 14 and a half, I was like, I'm kind of done. You know,
56 minutes remaining.
What are they going to bring one out every Halloween from now on?
Yeah, thanks. Because they actually have another, they have part 7 coming out.
I'm sure.
2010.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I got a question. Why is it that nowadays, I got to school these women. Because it's like, nowadays, this one chick that I know, she's a needy bitch. I hate needy bitches, man. Hate it. If you need to know who's a needy bitch or how can you find out if your bitch is needy? If y'all need to know if your bitch is needy, if you're driving or you're chilling and your bitch happens to come out of nowhere, say y'all talking about, say y'all talking about church. You're talking about church. And out of nowhere, after you said, yeah, that was a good sermon, she goes, damn, I really need some new boots. Oh, damn. Damn, man, my nails is fucked up. I need some new nails. Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. I got to pay my rent tomorrow. Shit, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, my cell phone bill. Damn, I need the money for myself. She's cluing you in on... She wants you to do it. And if you're a soft-ass nigga, you'll go, oh, damn, are you serious? Well, I can help you. Then she hit you off with the, nah, it's cool. I don't want you doing that because I don't want you thinking that I need you. Nah, it's cool. I got you. Before you know it, now this nigga is paying for her nails to get done and all that shit. And you fall into the category of the lame nigga. The lame nigga category. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
What happened?
I said you fall into the LNT.
Yeah.
Difference between being materialistic and needy. That's being materialistic.
Okay, so what's needy?
Needy is like always need you around, always needs a lot of attention, needs to hear. She's beautiful. Dumb shit like that.
Dumb shit like that.
What about I need to charge my phone because my phone is going to die? What about that?
Yeah, you're being needy right now. Go ahead and take care of that.
Hold on. What's your name again?
Juice.
Juicy J?
You don't look like Juicy J, do you?
Oh, shit.
Listen, if you look like Juicy J, I'm getting off the phone right now. You know who Juicy J is?
Nah, she don't look like him. She look like Beetlejuice. That's what she look like.
Ooh.
Hater. Go ahead and tell
them
what I really look like.
You have a MySpace or something like that? What do you have?
Go ahead and tell them what I really look like.
I don't know what this call is talking about.
What do you have, bro? What kind of...
Actually, no, I do know. She looks like... You ever seen the Snorks?
Oh, yes.
She has a head just like them and eyes just like them.
Check me... Wow. Listen, check me out on MySpace or Facebook.
Mm, there you go.
What is it?
MySpace. What? I can give you my email. You can look me up that way.
It's not private.
I'll get on and accept you real quick.
I don't have any of that stuff, so listen, I don't even want to see you, really, honestly. Send a picture to my phone. How about that?
Did you? I don't know. I might be disrespecting a couple people if I do that.
Oh, shit. Yo, hold on. We got a caller. Hold on.
I don't see why.
Yo, caller, you on the air.
Speak up,
Paula.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Wait, I got a comment on what that chick was saying, needy. She don't even know what the definition was. He just said he needed his phone to be charged, and she said that's needy. Come on, if you need your phone to be charged, you need your phone to be charged so you can talk on it.
Wow.
What was she talking about?
Why are you needy? Because you just want to get on and talk your shit. That's it.
Wow.
Correct. Like, he was just saying that a chick will put stuff out there, like, oh, I need my hair done, I need my nails done.
Hold on. Where are you from, lady?
I'm in Jersey.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. What part of Jersey?
Correct. The needy chick is something what she wants. If you really need it, you go and get it. If you want it,
hold on.
It is wrong.
Listen. Whoa, stop. Stop your tirade for a second. Stop your tirade. What's your phone number?
Well, I ain't need my number.
Huh?
I said what you need my number for.
Because I think I need to, you know,
put a what?
Real reckless over there. You sound like you need somebody to...
Reckless. No, because that didn't sound right when she was like, oh, that's needy. How is that? I don't understand that.
Okay.
Let her reply.
Like, I didn't get it.
Anything to say, Juicy?
Yeah, because she must got a dry-ass sense of humor. It was a JKJK.
I don't have a dry-ass sense of humor. I just didn't get
it. Either that or you must not be that smart because it flew right over your head since you didn't understand.
Okay, then explain it to me so it won't go over my head. Make me understand.
Which one of y'all want her number? Get her number. Put it in her mouth. Poke her head. So that's what the fuck she's talking about.
Ooh.
Clearly.
That's real stupid on the air.
Hold on. You better represent for the heat.
Yeah, you better represent for Jersey.
Go ahead, girl. You don't know what you're talking about. And you on the air.
Represent for the North.
Girl, get out of here. Please, thank you. Talk to yourself, honey.
Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
It's still talking about clothes and shit. I said it's the difference between materialistic and being needy. I explained it. The bitch missed it. He said he needed to charge his phone. He said, matter of fact, if you heard him, he said, speaking of needy, I need to charge my phone. Another JKJK. That bitch missed it.
She said JKJK. Oh, shit.
Is she still on the line?
Yeah, I think she's still on the line.
Yo, if you're still there, speak up, ma.
Jersey's finest. Where you at, ma?
Mm-hmm. Ate her food.
That
was a dumb bitch.
She's just...
That's why she ain't like that shit. She's one of those needy bitches. Really? She didn't fucking understand not a damn thing that just happened.
Yeah. She's one of them needy bitches. That's why she ain't like you putting that shit on blast like that, dude.
She's probably from Jersey City or Newark.
I don't know where she's calling from, but...
I just sat there and said,
wanting shit is being materialistic. It's not being needy. This bitch said being needy is wanting shit and getting shit done.
That was dumb. I hope y'all got her number.
Nah, I don't have her number. It came up blocked.
A dick in her mouth.
You know what? That's, on some real shit, if somebody asked me what my superpower would be, it would be being able to turn into a dick so I could choke some of these dumbass. That shit get on my nerves.
I kind of like the way you talk. Like, it sounds weird, but I like what you're saying. I don't know, but I kind of like what you're saying.
Can I put a dick in your mouth? Can I do that? Oh, no.
Damn, these guys got slaughtered in the last 2 minutes.
Who?
The Knicks. I looked at the score. It was
48. You know what? That's my team, man. Them niggas suck, man.
It was 48-47 with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left.
Them niggas
halftime,
is like the Redskins.
The score is 57-46.
Them niggas is like the Redskins. 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 10 o'clock in the p.m. You're listening live with Juicy, motherfucker Shea Butter, LE64. And myself, GQ, we're holding it down going in. Thank you for all the callers just calling up, you know, speaking their mind. Got a little cat nation a few, you know, 2 seconds ago, but I'm starting to think Juicy might be Spanish. Are you Spanish, Juicy?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit? I don't know what the fuck that means, but, you know. What is just a little bit?
That's gotta be a charge, baby.
What happened?
What does a little bit Spanish mean? Like, you know, you had some last night, so you're Spanish by, you know. what's going on? I mean, are you eating rice patties right now? Like, what the fuck? Shit, 6'4 left the building. His phone must have died. Shitty ass phone having ass nigga. Bitch ass nigga. Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Should drop the line early.
Early in the game.
What do you want from me?
4 back in the building.
Where the fuck?
Hey, yo, man, my fucking, What the fuck is it? My Twitter, not Twitter. The fucking, yeah, Moco, man. I ain't getting no love on Moco, man. What the fuck? What about you?
Damn, man. This guy is serious.
I ain't getting no love on Moco. Yo, Six. Hey, yo, Six Fizzle.
Yo.
You getting love on Moco?
What?
You still getting love on Moco?
I don't be on there.
Man, that nigga must be fronting somebody, man. What?
What?
You don't get on there no more?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
I'm out of time. I'll go on there, shit on somebody, and then get off.
Stick and move.
Hey, ladies, would y'all ever eat coochie?
Let butter eat it. Let butter eat it.
Oh, wow.
So why do y'all put that on me?
I mean, go ahead and answer the question.
I love eating pussy.
Oh.
Did you say I love?
Yes, she did.
Oh.
Got me in a daze.
Hold on, are they both coming from Florida? Where are they coming from, Florida?
One is from Florida, and the other one is not giving out her location.
I said Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Well, what part of Jersey?
South.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. That's good. Hold on. So how do you guys know each other?
Huh? How do we know each other? How do we?
Florida and Jersey.
Best friends.
What?
I used to live in Florida with best friends, yes.
So wait a minute. When you told her to say, I think I'm starting to put shit together. Are you saying that you two got it popping?
No. Nobody said that.
No one denied it, though.
Keep secrets, brother. Keep secrets.
Okay. All right, no doubt. No doubt. Let me see if this fucking background shit will fucking work.
So, question. How do y'all men feel about women bringing toys in the bedroom?
Love it.
I mean,
love it. Love
oh,
it.
Man. That's L.E. for everyone that don't know. That's L.E. to
love
say.
It.
He's the freaky nigga of the show.
I'm going to go get one tonight. Love. Can't have enough.
Fuck, man.
When you need a break, you can just reach in the old dresser drawer. Do what you got to do, man.
I mean, it depends on what type of toys you're talking about. If you're talking about, like, butt beads and dildos, I'm good. I'm not fucking with that shit. Like, they're not pulling nothing out of my ass. The only thing that comes out of my ass is shit. And that's by myself. When I'm taking a dump. I mean, ain't no entrance way going in over here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Exit only. I mean, these girls, into some freaky shit nowadays, man. I'm 29.
What are you guys talking about?
What type of toys y'all talking about?
Vibrators.
Transformers, what else?
Definitely, what else?
Legos. What else stories y'all talking about?
What about the rings?
I've heard horror stories about those.
No, they're pretty good. I got one a couple months ago. It's pretty good.
I mean, you know what? I have somewhat of a problem with that, like bringing vibrators to the bedroom, because it's like you're telling me that I can't do my job, so you need some help.
No, I'm telling you that your dick can't vibrate like that. Therefore,
exactly.
We need a standard.
No.
That's all.
Not only that, but imagine that and that times two. Like,
yeah.
Oh, boy, it's the best of both worlds, man.
Yeah, I guess.
I used it before, and it was great.
Like, this one chick, she had a vibrator, and she was using it. I felt kind of disrespected, like, I mean, she's rubbing it on her clit, and I'm beating her pussy up. And she's like, yo, go grab a towel real quick. And I'm like, for what? She's
oh
like,
my God,
I work.
Guy is ridiculous.
I'm like, nah, I'm like, all right, well, whatever, I'll get it. So I got the towel. And this bitch, like, it felt like she pissed on my chest. I wanted to punch her in the face, but come to find out, it was, I guess, nuts. It was warm and shit. It made me want to beast out even more. But, this shit is crazy. Like, are any of you women squirters?
No.
No.
Can you learn how to do that?
Actually, you can. Yeah, you can actually make a woman squirt. I was told every woman can squirt. It depends on the guy and if he knows what to do.
I think it's possible.
Yeah. Every woman should be able to squirt. There's a lot of dudes never got them to that point. You know what I mean?
Some men don't like that.
I mean, I didn't like it at first, but now that's like my goal. Where every time I smash off a chick, I gotta make her squirt. Just for myself. Like, okay, well, I beat her pussy up and she squirted. I'm good. I know she's gonna talk a lot of good shit about GQ in the streets. I mean, I a lot of guys, they tend to, you know, once they get their nut, they bounce. Me, you got to get at least two, like, one or two, maybe even three more than me. If I bust three times, you gotta bust six times.
Nah, the chick got in that three times before a dude should even think about busting.
Oh, shit. Well.
And she gotta call him out. Like, you about to make me come, one. You about to make me come, two. You about to make me come. All right, now.
Y'all women be sneaking nuts and shit. Like, niggas don't really know when they're nuts. Like, I'm like, yo, yeah, she's busting off. And then you keep going. I'm like, okay, I guess she ain't coming yet.
But see, you must not know the signs of a woman nutting.
Well, I mean, you can nut as many times as you want. The orgasms is what I'm really going for. Those are the motherfuckers that you like, yo, chill. Don't touch me for like 2 minutes.
Well,
like, chill.
A couple of seconds,
yeah. I want them, I nutted. I want them orgasms to the point where you just turn into a fucking robot and just squeezing everything and jerking and all that shit. Like, you about to break the fuck out.
Hey, yo, L.E.
Yeah.
Yo, nobody said that when she sees you, it's you and her.
Who?
Nobody from nowhere.
Who's nobody?
Oh, okay. See, you know what? I'm a smart motherfucker, man. It's like I'm just, you know, sit back and, you know, just listening to the whole situation happen. And I'm trying to put, you know, the puzzle together. And now I'm like, okay.
Shut up.
That nigga's a pussy, man. Word up. Do any of you women have stretch marks and C-section scars?
No C-section scars.
Huh?
No C-section scars.
Wow. Yeah. That's like a big turn-on for me, man. It's like war marks, you know what I mean? It's like a tattoo to me. Some sexy shit. What about feet? Are any of y'all into, you know, feet play?
What's that?
Like getting your toes licked.
Yeah.
Men licking certain shit off of your toes and shit like that.
Yeah, why not?
And do y'all, some women actually can have an orgasm through that. Can any of you women?
Yeah, it feels good.
Not
so
I.
You can actually bust a nut from a guy licking on your toes.
I can bust a nut from a good back massage.
Oh, wow.
It's all a mind thing.
It's like a mind thing?
Yep.
What about you, Butter?
Hell no, it's going to take a little more than that.
Hell no, it's going to take a little bit more than that. Yeah, I'll figure on that one. I'll figure
tell you.
Do you
suck toes?
Of course. Like, I can't suck everybody's toes, though. I mean,
what are the toes qualifications?
Toes are looking like, you know what I mean, someone's driving 100 miles an hour, dragging their feet. Like, I can't have that. Wow, what happened?
Well, the qualifications to you sucking somebody's toes is they gotta be cute.
Yeah, exactly. They gotta be cute, man. Like, I hate women that wear sandals, but they got ugly ass feet. Like, that's nasty. Like, why are you walking out the house so that everybody can see them yellow, broken-the-fuck-up toes? You know what I mean? Like, it's disgusting. Like, you got boils all over your toes and shit. You know, yellow fungus and, nah. Because, I mean, it says a lot. If you don't take care of your feet, then your pussy must stink. That's the way I'm going to take it.
Agreeable.
Like, women with bad breath, oh, I can't stand that shit. That's why I really fuck with bitches out in the clubs. Cause it's like they breath smell like straight up horse piss. Like that, you ever been in a project elevator? You ain't got piss in the corner.
Hell yeah.
Project Elevator piss, man.
The elevator smell like all piss.
Yeah, like I can't do that. That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, we don't have elevators and no projects down here.
Oh, y'all ain't got elevators in out in Florida?
Not in the project.
Shit, I don't know why.
Cause their PJs are like our PJs. Their PJs are like a bunch of the same, like a bunch of duplexes that look the same in one area. All the same, like government colored green.
Yeah.
Oh, prison doors. Hey, yo, Eddie.
This game is fucking over, man.
What game? Oh, the Philly game or whatever? The Sixers?
Yeah, Sixers suck.
Hey, yo, E. That bitch-ass nigga's phone died. Hey, yo, Six. That nigga's massaging somebody's butt right now. Faggot-ass nigga. Positions. Let's throw some positions out there. Like, are y'all workers? Are y'all workers, or do y'all more like, I'm going to fall back. I'm just going to let the man do all the fucking work. Because I'm a lazy
brother.
You
got to work. You got to work. It got to be
working.
You got to your work.
Got to work it, huh?
Yes.
Well, so y'all get it in then. So, you know, yeah, y'all backs it up. Y'all toss it up. Y'all do all types of shit, huh?
When you really put in work and you see the nigga's face and then you can like high five yourself, pat yourself in the back, like damn.
I'm gonna tell you what I like. I like the sweat, like when it's like you beating up pussy so much and so hard and so rugged that it's like the sweat comes off my forehead and it's like pouring in my eye. And now I gotta close my eyes because my eyes is burning. And I don't want to just pull my dick out and wipe the sweat out my eyes, so I got to, like, you know, I got to deal with the burning sensation while I'm going deep inside. But I like that. Oh, shit. Hey, Miss Juicy and Jay Booty, hold on for a second. Don't go nowhere. Silly motherfuckers, tricks is for kids, and dicks is for chicks. It's 31 minutes left. It's 9:29 p.m. where niggas is at. Let's see if my switchboard's gonna be on point. Caller, you're on the air. Miss Nobody. My cat is licking her ass right now. Now she's looking at me. Now she's back to licking her asshole. I don't shit that. Hey, Nobody. Unforgivable. Unknown. Oh, I thought I fucking unmuted her. Hold on. Hey, unknown. Nobody.
What? Don't hear me? Like, what the fuck is the problem?
I just heard you.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, it's
more
me.
Trouble. More
the
trouble,
40-year-old
huh?
Soccer mom. Mm. You know? Mm.
Are
you,
really
you a like,
40-year-old soccer mom?
I guess so. That's what they call me. That's what they say.
Yeah, you're a soccer mom, huh?
I guess
back in,
so.
Back in men.
Tell them what you are, girl.
I'm a 40-year-old soccer mom.
Okay, I like soccer mom.
I know you do.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Now, what were y'all saying about positions now?
Say again?
What were y'all saying about position?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was asking, like, what's your favorite position? Or, like, do you get head or something like that? Or do you...
like... Okay.
Swallow. That's what it was. You swallow.
And I said yes.
And you were going to tell why you swallow.
Why do I swallow?
Yeah, the good reasons for swallowing, I think.
The only good reason I feel a woman should swallow is if she's on her period.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. You said the only time a woman should swallow is...
I mean, the only time... I mean, if, like, listen, if you don't like swallowing but you feel like you have to do it, I mean, if you want to do it, the man wants you to do it when you're on your period. The nigga, he got to get off if you're on your period. I mean, I'm not fucking on my period, but I'll suck him off until he comes, and that's it. Mm-hmm.
And not swallow?
Huh?
And you would swallow?
Yeah.
Thumbs up. When's the last time you had a milkshake?
A while ago. A long time ago. A long, very long time ago. Mm-hmm. When last time you sprayed down a bitch throat, Six?
Excuse me?
When was the last time you sprayed down a bitch's throat?
Oh, man. It's been a grip.
Huh?
It's been a grip.
Mm. I hear that, huh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Why is everything so quiet?
Nah, I'm about to play some background music. I was just trying to call another one of the hosts to fucking join in.
Well, but what about why are the females so quiet, man? What happened?
I have that effect on other women. When I come around, they shut down.
Oh, what's up with that though?
That's just how it's always been.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I got to be the 40-year-old soccer mom because I don't have poor etiquette and bad grandma, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what's one female's name?
Oh.
What are their names, the two females?
Hold on, let me add them to the show. They're Juicy and Shea Butter.
Hey, Juicy.
Hold on, I gotta unmute that mic.
Yeah.
Turning people mics off. Okay, that's nice. Crowd control.
How shitty my fucking computer is.
So how you feeling tonight, Miss Nobody?
For me?
You Nobody, right?
Yeah, I feel all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll feel even better in a little while.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
Even better in a little while.
Come on, you fucking piece of shit, man. I swear the computer's a piece of shit, man. I think your mother gave me a virus, dog. I truly think your mother gave me a virus. Hey, Juicy. Oh, yeah, they hung. Yeah, it's a wrap.
I'm not ready. They pulled you.
Yeah, they dip set it.
You know, and when you can only talk about sucking dick and fucking, you're pretty much talentless after that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a certain time?
Huh?
So when is it considered dick sucking time?
What do you? No, I said you're pretty much talentless, and that's all you can talk about. That's all they can talk about. Their conversation span goes no farther than fucking and sucking.
Mhm.
Uh huh.
Okay. They have no talent. Juicy and Shea Butter. Who probably needs to use but Shea Butter?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. They sound ridiculous, though. You should put me on.
Mhm.
the Omega Omega female wolf?
Huh?
The Omega female wolf in the building?
Whatever, six. Okay.
Yeah, I need some pussy. I know that shit.
I'll go get you some then.
I'll get it when it's ready. Mm. I'll take it. I'll take it when I'm ready.
Oh yeah. What else did you think?
Hmm?
Nothing. Forgot I was on the radio for a minute. I had a moment.
Oh man. Easy now. Down go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Down go.
I'm about to go do some homework. I ain't do no fucking homework yet. Yeah.
Hmm?
I ain't do none of my homework. I got shit to do.
What that mean?
Huh?
What that mean?
That mean I'm going to be up late. That's what that means.
Females, if y'all smell like taco sauce, please get your underwear. I hate when women, I go to the club, and I'm like, damn, she's sexy, and then she come on stage, and she smell like a bag of onion rings. I'm like, oh, come on, man. That's disgusting. Oh,
it's supposed to smell good.
Yeah, always.
Always.
We got
that
Juicy.
That comes from their mother.
Yeah. Juicy
they
and Shea Butter.
No,
they didn't. Juicy and Shea Butter is back on the line.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Soccer mom.
Sweetie, you wish I was a soccer mom. Trust me.
You actually sound like a transvestite, but I'm being nice.
And sweetie, ain't nothing transvestite about me. Trust me when I tell you. I sound that sexy that you think I'm too gotta be a man, right?
You don't gotta put nothing in the room.
It just sounds so good. This shit gotta be fake. She gotta be a man. There's no way. A woman is sounding that good. I feel you, though. I ain't mad.
I don't need you to be. It's cool. You don't need to prove it to me.
Excuse me? Excuse me, what'd you say, darling? Oh.
I said it's cool. You don't need to prove shit.
I don't have to prove what?
Anything.
Oh, okay. When you talk to me, talk with proper grammar, sweetie. Okay? Thank you.
Or you can turn on the hearing aids, old ass bitch. She need to turn her hearing aids up.
Really? Say that again? Oh, okay.
Yo!
That bitch is back in the fucking geeky ass woods some fucking where. Okay? Eating possums and shit. Please.
Mm-hmm.
We're from the big city, mama. We're from the big city, mama, okay?
Mm-hmm. You said you're from nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is. Not
I know
so
where
big.
I'm at, trust me.
Not so big.
Excuse me?
Not so big.
I love how I make you pronounce your words.
Not so big.
I love that. I have so much control over you that I can make you pronounce your words. Thank you. Your mother should have did this instead of me doing it, and I don't even know you.
My mother.
Damn, I'm that good.
You're really not.
Excuse me? You really are not. You really are not. Now say it with me
again.
You
really not.
You
really
are.
You're really not.
Practice makes perfect, sweetie. Reach. You really are not.
Man, y'all need to get that man off the phone.
Look at him, look at him, look at him, look at him. She mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Woo. I'm going to tell you, yeah, you're
you don't
want to
go there.
You could definitely go in on the channel.
You don't want to go there, Juicy, trust me.
Come on, Juicy, on that.
She's going to get the thesaurus now. She's going to get at me. She's ready. Go.
Two different bitches on the phone. Juicy wasn't talking.
Oh, Juicy wasn't doing what?
It was just Shea Butter that was talking to you.
Juicy wasn't doing what?
I can't hear.
Hello? Say that again.
Goodbye.
Huh? Oh, okay. Oh, they're all laughing at you. Get off the phone.
Oh, man.
This is to go from Angry Man Radio to Uneducated Bitch Radio.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
You the one talking.
Huh? I'm the one doing what?
You're talking,
bitch. I'm doing what? What am I doing, sweetie? What? Say that again,
mm-hmm.
please.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. This is like Carrie in the fucking locker room. They're all going to laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
Mm-mm. Angry Bastard Radio.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Damn! Mm-hmm. Damn!
Ah, shit. Motherfucking SD's in the fucking building, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me... SD, you already know how the switchboard be fucking up, dog. Yeah, I mean, we about to get you in full effect.
Where my friends gone for speech class? I was having fun. Where they gone?
Hey, Juicy, you still on the line? I think she hung up.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to have to take those skills from you. Nobody.
Huh?
I'm going to have to take those skills from you. Just when someone is shitting on me, just tell them to repeat themselves.
Yeah, just assassinate them. And then it's like you have so much control. It's wonderful.
That's being a fucking builder. What's good, dog? That's being a fucking builder. What's good, dog?
Sure, relax.
Mm-hmm. You're on the mic with SDGQ, LE. 6'4". The infamous nobody. Fucking some chick from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And Juicy.
Two illiterate bitches. No, just call them the two illiterate bitches. That's it. They don't even get their own individual names anymore. I was going to the revolt.
Ooh, hold on.
Them bitches is now the two ignorant bitches.
Hold on. What's going on right now? What is
huh?
really going on? What is
what's not going on? That's a question.
Yeah, what's not happening?
Who
am I? Nobody.
I figured that. All right, continue. Mm-hmm.
I'm just one big nobody.
Mm-hmm.
One big nobody.
As long as you know that, we are all right.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like she's ready.
Mm-hmm. Listen, man, I'm about to put a patent on that, man. That's just being ran too much, man.
A patent? Hey, are they in the background crying or some shit?
No, she's in there really, like, mad right now because she's like, I'm such a Bama-ass bitch that I can't even go with that girl from the North. You know, she's talking like a slave, so she's like, that bitch from the North done got me, and I cannot fuck with her. Okay? That's what she's saying.
Wow.
Here she goes.
Oh, she's back. I'm scared. Like, you fucking caught me or something, bitch. This is the radio. Nobody was hiding.
And nobody fucking cares, bitch.
Wow. Like, you just busted me or something talking about you. Like, what the fuck is that? She jumped out the closet. Like, I'm low riding. Like, I'm going to get
somebody
this bitch now.
Low riding.
What's really going on?
It wasn't really going on.
Like, she caught me for doing something.
Who is this girl?
Her name is Unknown.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of trap slapping. Like, who authorized this?
SD, relax, okay? Be nice.
I don't even know who you is.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I know who it is.
Who is that?
Be nice. Watch your delivery. Be nice.
Who are you calling out my government like that?
Your mother did not name you no special delivery.
Don't worry about what's going on around here. Just know that what I said is what it really is right now.
Okay.
Hold on. We got a call on here. Hold on. Oh, man. It only gets better.
They're just kids' parents.
Exactly. I don't even know.
Where's the loose booty at, man?
Come on, put a titty in that baby's mouth.
Oh, yeah, come on, Mo. You running my wife to the ground, baby. Purpose, too.
Somebody done cried. Somebody baby daddy is on here, and that mother is mad because she's trying to send out a hint. She's trying to say, nigga, come get your baby. She's trying to be funny.
Probably want some free Infamil or something.
Yeah, that's no, they trying to be funny.
Hey, yo, Cole, you on the air?
They trying to be funny. That's why.
Hey, yo, Jersey, your Jersey's finest. You're on the air. Oh, she pushed the one button. She pushed the one button, you know, to be heard. And I saw the little hand come up. I guess she's shy. Hey, 609, you're on the air. You know what? I just wasted my time. I'll never get that time back. I just want to, you know, I appreciate you. I appreciate it. All right, back to what you were saying, nobody.
What?
What was you saying?
Who are you?
So, wait, I got a question for nobody. Is a face painting every once in a while okay?
Who is that?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Well, hold on, this has to be answered.
Once in a while, yeah. Depending on the moment and what's going on.
Oh,
yeah.
sperm perms are a go with you. Okay.
As long as that shit don't get in your eye, because that shit might burn. You know?
You know firsthand why.
Huh?
I said, who are you?
Why do you keep asking me that?
Because I want to know.
What is everybody else on here?
I don't know about all that. I'm talking to you right now, and I want to know who the hell are you?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Now you're going to fall into the background? So
I didn't fall into the background. Ain't nobody scared. I told you. I just told you.
Wait a minute. Since when did fear become a factor?
Because you're talking about falling into the background. Like, what is that?
The answer to the question.
I just did. Just because you're not getting the answer that you want does not mean the question was not answered.
So you already know you're in the wrong then. So what's going on?
We what?
You already know that you're in the wrong. So what's going on?
How? And whose world is that?
Yours.
No, baby. In my world, I'm always right.
I don't know about that. You
don't live in my world, so therefore you can't say what you know about and what you do.
In my world, Miss Nobody, I'm always left. So
Hold on. Wait a minute. Matter of fact, let me address GQ right now before I finish attacking you. Yo, GQ, are we on the channel or something?
No, we're not.
Okay, well, I know that we're not on the chat line.
you're in even more trouble because now you're in my world because you're on Angry Bastard Radio. You're in my world right now. So with that being said, I need to know some resumes around here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Miss Goody, like, who are you?
I told you.
No, you didn't tell me. You're telling me.
Okay, I'm going to put it like this. I'm going to put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
How familiar are you with Mocha Space?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a tad familiar with that.
Okay. Do you remember a light-skinned girl by the name of Lovely?
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Old head. You found one, right? You're old head, right?
No, I'm 26.
Oh, then maybe you might not be ringing the bell then.
Okay. Wow.
Hold on.
I've seen your name pop up in the SP.
Hold on. Light skin, lovely?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Now we're going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you happy now?
All right.
Are you satisfied?
No, I'm not satisfied yet.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm going to refrain from saying the next line. Off the strength of somebody.
Off the strength of what?
Off the strength of somebody.
Okay, thank you.
Mhm. Mhm. You might not get another shot.
Mhm.
Excuse me.
You gotta open up your ears.
My ears are always open. You don't want to have a fucking riddle.
Nah, not really.
You fucking talking in riddles.
Nah, no, I'm not.
Sure you are.
Okay.
Mhm. All right. You can surrender whenever you're ready.
Surrender to what? my goodness.
Oh, I relax. I'm just messing with you.
Ain't nobody hype over here. Believe me.
So when is this shit over? 10 o'clock?
It's over.
Yeah, it's over in, like...
Over when we say it's over.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, it's not over yet?
No,
it was over at 10.
It's the live version is over at 10.
So what is this?
This is the live version.
This is the version. Nah, let me stop that.
Nah, nigga.
Nah.
The station at least lets you speak your mind, nigga.
I'm not even going to go there right now, dog.
Oh, wow. They coming out with Wolfman.
All right, so you're basically saying that after 10, I could still call this number if I want to. And what's going to happen?
I mean, what I'm saying is that after 10, if you didn't call yet, you won't be able to call.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to stay on it now to
so
carry
hang
on.
Up.
If you hang up and try to call back after 10,
I'm dead, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
You would be nowhere. But you're used to that because you're nobody.
Right. Completely non-existent. The 40-year-old soccer mom.
Yeah, soccer mom.
Yes, that's me.
Sassy. I mean, this is a good show, man. Women's Day. I mean, I give props to all the women that showed up to, you know, try to hold it down for their race. And fellas, y'all see, even women said that they're grimy. So, what the fuck does that tell you? Not to have a relationship? Nah, that's not what I'm saying. Not to get married? No, I'm not saying that either. Just keep your fucking guard up.
Tells me to keep doing what I'm doing. That's what the hell that tells me.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, man. I don't want to get a fucking bite, man. Oh, shit. Big shout-out to Jen Garcia holding it down out in Chi-Town. Damn, shorty. She has a fat ass, man.
And
she's Mexican? Get the fuck out of here.
She got some bubble music going on over there. What's really going on?
Oh.
I'm about to start. No, I'm talking to my son. I'm about to start surfing around over here.
damn, she has a fucking wagon. I never seen no Mexican broad with a wagon, man. Never.
I seen this Mexican bitch earlier with some big ass titties. I'm like, what the fuck? Her nipples was righteous, too, because you know her headlights was on, so I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Her headlights was on?
Yeah, her headlights was definitely flashing. Starting to
man. We got 3 minutes. Let's see if I can get this broad on the show. Man, she has a wagon, dog. Yo, man, take me to the fucking mail, nigga. Take me to the inbox. I'll do all this extra bullshit.
Oh, shit. Where's niggas' mothers, man? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, man, where's niggas' moms at, man?
Niggas' mothers late, man. But
yeah,
these niggas disappeared into the abyss out here?
Huh?
What they came like? What they came as a tag team and left?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, actually, they're still there, but
both.
They're not talking, so I don't know what the fuck is going on. But we got another caller.
Some niggas
with a block
over.
With a block number.
Niggas
caller, you're on. Yeah, caller, you're on the air.
Well, damn, you're gonna have to put me on blast like that. I ain't no.
Yeah, we gotta put you on blast around here. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Wait, who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
This is Bars.
Who?
Bars.
Never
Bars?
S B O S S
Boss. Oh, Boss.
Mm-hmm.
Where you calling from, Boss?
I'm Boss, New Jersey.
I don't doubt. Oh, this is the 609?
I have a 609 number, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what's up with it? I don't doubt.
Where's your parents?
What?
He said, where's your parents?
Oh, my parents will be home.
Where are you at?
I live with my parents.
All right, that's the answer I was trying to get at.
That's a shame. I can't be 23 living with my parents.
Where are you located, girl? Where are you? Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what part of Jersey are you in?
New Jersey.
Yeah, what part of Jersey?
Whoever has the MySpace page, I got you as my friend on there. I just so.
Oh, what's your shit?
Huh?
Well, hold on, because it's 60 seconds before the show's over, but you'll still be on.
Uh-huh.
You know, no one else will be able to call. But hold on. Thank you for tuning into the show. Make sure you hit us up tomorrow. It'll probably be Trouble Thursdays. I don't know what the fuck it's going to be. I'll probably.
What you mean, Trouble, nigga?
Now.
It's Thirsty Thursdays, motherfucker.
I bet. Well, there we go. Thirsty Thursdays in the building. We talking about what?
Nigga, Thirsty Thursdays, nigga. It's TNT. Anytime it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's TNT. If it's Task Force Tuesdays, it's Thirsty Thursdays, nigga. We talk about all these punk-ass police that be trying to run up the nigga's shit, man.
And also thirstiness that goes on in the club than what
yes,
women
sir.
And men are tired of.
Thirsty.
Make sure you hit us up. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Make sure you hit us up. Check us out. We'll be in a chat line near you. Also, thank you for everybody that called in. Big shout out to my crew, SD, LE, myself, GQ, motherfucking 6-4. Big shout out to Juicy, Miss Nobody, Aussie. Motherfucking butter, or whatever the fuck her name was. Cum slut.
Oh, no.
I don't know what the fuck her name was.
Go get a beverage.
That's so mean.
And that's pretty much it. And this is the extra edition, the special edition.
Yeah, this is the edition where you tip your waiter, man.
Mm-hmm.
VIP.
What happened?
VIP.
Oh, yeah, you already know. Kick your feet up. Better not have other toes, though.
Work. Better not have ugly
toes. I don't have ugly toes. I'm sorry. I love sandals too much.
Okay.
I have open toe shoes and I love getting my feet done. So ain't nothing ugly over here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay. I'll take your word for it right now.
Right, yeah.
Get out of here.
What happened?
I said, crusty toes, get out of here.
Yeah, keep those toes away from me.
Man, there's women out there that got it, too.
Here they are. They better keep
butter.
Nah, keep their motherfucking socks on.
Mm-hmm. Need some vitamin E.
Word.
Feel that skin. That's crazy.
Yeah, they do.
They be having the nerve to come out like that in the summertime, even in the winter. They had a nerve to show their feet. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your shit on MySpace?
Shit, I should already be on your friend list.
That's why you asked me. What's
my email.
Nah, what's your,
I'm trying to get it out. It's ms.rose_86@yahoo.com.
No, that's what I'm saying. What's your display name?
What's your screen name, girl?
Display name? Oh, God, I don't even remember. Hold on.
Ooh.
I think it says, don't fuck with many, and it's one for my haters.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's a long ass name. That's why I'm like, I don't even remember it.
Boo.
He said boo. Alright, fucking, what's your email?
Oh boy.
MS period.
Mm-hmm.
ROSE.
Mm-hmm.
_86@yahoo.com.
Alright. Pretty toes, huh?
Always lovely.
Tell me anything.
Yeah, tell me anything.
Oh my God, I'm not the type to lie. I'll show you, then tell you.
Yeah, they, that, like that's the language. Now we're speaking universal language.
I'd rather show you, then tell you.
All right, now we're speaking universal language.
Mm-hmm,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember you. You was
okay.
A tough one. You know what's funny? Like, right now, she's mellowed out. But in the chins, she's tough as shit.
She knows she stepped into our realm. That's why.
Our realm.
Because he already told me. He said, you know, call or whatever. I ain't call like since he told me to. It's been a minute since I talked to you. Like,
yeah.
I was like, let me check this out. I was on MySpace earlier checking messages and shit.
Yeah, you need to kick your butt.
See what they talking about.
I'm late, so
I done missed the topic and everything.
Yeah,
but,
you just missed my entrance about maybe like 15, 20 minutes ago. You know,
right,
I had to shake things up.
Actually, it was Women's Day, and we were just talking about all types of shit, like, you know, gender, you know. Women said women are the grimiest, they're the better cheaters. They think about an excuse before they even go out. I'm like, oh, man, what kind of shit is that?
That's deep. But at the same
time,
y'all niggas grimy, too.
Nah, niggas, man, listen, man, niggas is more complex than that, dude.
Y'all go a little deeper, but y'all still get caught.
Nah, niggas is more...
That's the difference, though. Y'all don't ever get caught. Y'all rarely get caught.
Okay.
Yo, niggas,
like,
hold on.
Hey,
niggas don't get caught neither.
Females are always like 2-3 steps ahead of you guys.
Nah,
tell you the truth. That's serious, like, trust me. Because y'all don't think how we do.
Guys
don't think how women do.
You know why they're not 2-3? No, I ain't gonna say nothing. You're right. Mm-hmm.
What? Tell me.
Chill. I ain't letting my cats out the bag, man.
What was the point of talking about that with women if you're not going to tell us?
I wasn't here. Like I said, I just made my introduction about 15, 20 minutes ago, so I didn't catch the topic and all that.
Okay, miss.
I want to give a big shout out to Miss Boss. Congratulations.
What's the congratulations on?
Your baby.
On a baby? Oh, thank you. Ain't she a beaut?
Yeah.
So beautiful. My doll right there. 3 months talking already and teasing. Come on. Can't say I ain't a good mother.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. She gonna be walking soon too. I bet. Watch. Up on there with her walking, standing up or something.
Standing up or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That girl, she is ahead, real advanced on everything right now.
Just don't do what these unfit mothers do. They can set her. You know, their child watching educational shit. They want to watch BET and MTV. Before you know it, at the age of five, your son or daughter is hill-toeing in classroom and shit.
See, this how you know I talk to my daughter. I read to my daughter. I've been talking to my daughter, but ever since she's been born, the girl started talking, cooing at, what, a month? So I ain't worrying about that. My baby gonna be talking in what? Give her 9 months. She gonna be saying words.
Right.
Mhm. Actual words. I read to my daughter every day.
That's
so,
what's up.
Then she got a bigger
okay. Here I am.
But that's nothing.
Yo, who won that? I don't mean to cut you off or anything. Who won that game?
It's still going.
It's still going?
With the World Series?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still going.
What's the score?
Last time I looked, it was still 1-0 Phillies.
Oh, whoa, the Phillies is up? Get the fuck out of here, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, that shit I told
you.
Shut the fuck up, then. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
Like, it started, it's raining and shit, so...
Yeah, that shit about to get canceled, hopefully, nigga.
Oh, they can cancel a baseball game in the middle of it?
Matter of fact, if they cancel that shit, nigga, that means the Phillies win, nigga. You better breathe.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's corny, man.
I'm about to see the score right now. It just came back on.
That shit is 1-0 still. Or Phillies.
Nah, up. It's 2-0 now.
Phillies.
Shut the fuck up.
It is 2-0. New York got no outs but one ball.
It's on the 7th inning. Ah, oh, man, that's some bullshit.
Philly's,
fuck all that, nigga. It's NBA season. I can't give
Philly's
a fuck less about
right
that.
Now.
Fuck, only problem with these niggas to win because of New York. That's all.
So these niggas can have a punk-ass parade?
I mean, nah, because these niggas out here in Philly, man, they over here talking shit.
Fuck them Philly niggas, man.
They've been talking shit for the last couple of days.
Fuck them Philly niggas. Them Philly niggas is like fuck New York niggas. Fuck them Philly niggas.
Yeah.
Ain't no slight to nobody, but I'm pretty sure them niggas is like fuck them New York niggas, dog.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck y'all Philly niggas.
Word.
Sloppy
sucker.
Get the walk.
What happened?
Let's get another ball, he gets the wall.
Damn, they got a Nike. They got a Just Do It baseball glove.
Shut up.
Straight up, just do it, man. Ain't no talking, just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that, no, the logo's still good and everything.
Mm-hmm. Just
I'm ready to make a no excuse, just produce, man, straight up.
This old ass white man chewing on that old ass gum.
Dang, John, that's the backup.
Ah, niggas chewing on that shit.
Chew.
You know that's what them baseball players be chewing on. They don't be chewing gum.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, look, it's just the first game, all right? Fuck that. What, niggas got to win, what, 4 games?
Wait,
so stop acting like a little hoe, nigga.
It's more than 4.
I just don't want these niggas, yo, you're right, because, I mean, they ain't getting murdered. They ain't getting slaughtered or nothing.
Acting like a little hoe.
Hey, I want some shit-talking, you know, props, like. Because I know these Philly niggas, they...
Nigga, you in motherfucking Jersey, nigga.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm repping New York, nigga.
Nah, nigga, stick to the motherfucking net.
Right in the middle. That's him basketball.
That's
stick
right, to the net, exactly. Stick to the net.
That's the only
motherfucking, the only team y'all niggas got, so stick with that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey need a team in football and
baseball. Hold on, matter of fact, stick with the Jets also, because ain't the fucking Jets stadium out there in Jersey or some shit?
Yeah.
Howdy Stadium is in Jersey.
We need a baseball team. That's what we need, man.
Nah, y'all niggas don't need no baseball team.
I mean, we got hockey. We got football.
You know what's gangster, though?
What?
Fucking Staten Island got their own baseball team.
Yeah, they do.
And a couple of niggas. Now, don't get it twisted, though. A couple of them niggas that's on the Yankees played out here on this team, God.
All right, well, I mean, if you want to take it that far, motherfucking Camden got the fucking River Sharks, nigga.
They do?
Yes, they do.
River Sharks.
Camden, but in like
baseball
shit? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Wait. But training baseball team, they just not in the big league.
Yeah, they you talking about that. I forgot the name of that, I believe.
Trent Thunders.
It's like the, I think that's like the, I think that shit is like double A or triple A or some shit like that, one of them two.
No, what the hell it is, but they have a game damn near every night, and then afterwards fireworks and shit. That shit be getting annoying. It'd be like 10 o'clock, fireworks. So that's where the fireworks be on the 4th of July.
How far do you live from there?
Huh?
How far do you live?
East Trenton, so what, the baseball field is outside. What, a 5-minute ride down the highway real quick? Not even 5 minutes, be there in 2 minutes.
How far you live from 400 block of Walnut?
Oh, Lord.
Around the corner, right around
oh,
the corner.
Oh, shit.
My people live on the 400 block, 426.
See, anytime you start saying 400 blocks and them block type numbers, you're dealing with the hood.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, I know that already. Anytime I start hearing, after I start hearing numbers,
that's like Walnut or something would be like the really.
Nah, when I hear numbers, then I hear blocks. I know I'm dealing with the hood.
That's how we refer it out, Trent, anyway.
Nah, there's a lot of places that's referred to shit like that.
So you mean to tell me, Trent, period, the hood.
Yeah, they got that in Philly, too. Like, they'd be like a 30-second block, no, 20-second block of diamond.
Mm. Yeah, nigga, they got that shit all over, nigga.
Instead of saying 20-second and diamond.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. They got that shit all over.
Yeah.
But that's what we know you're dealing with the hood, like I said.
I always thought Trenton was like, because the way they put it, they make Trenton seem... it's a straight up blood territory. You got blood killing bloods, and
you do got that out of here, but they calmed down a bit. Like,
cause niggas is finally hoping. I'm hoping niggas finally see the big picture.
See, this how it was like in 05. That's when it was really bad. It's like ever since then it calmed down. Like, but at the same time, shit still go on. Niggas still telling niggas, bitches setting niggas up.
Oh shit! What is
going
on? Saying? Niggas, oh my God, I don't even know. I can't even fuck it. Niggas is gonna do them, God.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you, son, I'm one dead or in jail fucking with niggas, God. I tell you, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
I swear.
What are y'all talking about now?
I'm talking about you. No, let me not do that.
Huh?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I'm not talking about shit.
Talking about you low riding, that's what we're talking about.
I wasn't actually. I put my phone down. I was going to do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what type of things you was doing, huh?
Going to do some things.
Putting away my linen, folding laundry.
Kind of thing things was you doing?
What?
Women stuff. How?
No, I'm fucking with you, girl. Relax. Chill
I know
out.
You are. Mm-hmm.
Yo, man, it's amazing how both of you women. School the shit out of that chick Juicy today.
Oh, she was here again? I missed it?
Nah, earlier.
Oh,
Bossy in the background, she was shitting on her because she said something about being needy or some shit like
right
that.
Back. Hold on, be right back.
Yeah.
Got a call on the other line.
Yeah,
that's more like it. That's more like it. Motherfuckers announce themselves before they step out.
Mm-hmm. Who are left?
Your man 6'4". Where your boy 6'4"?
Yo, man.
Your boy 6'4".
Hey, yo, 6.
Matrix MD. That nigga probably passed out with the mic still on.
Not asleep, looking like a dope fiend.
Looking like a dope fiend.
With the
You sitting next to that man or something? Wake that man up. What the fuck is going on out
there? Word.
What?
Oh, man.
I'm going to be up until, like, midnight. I got homework to do tonight.
You're going to be up to midnight?
Yeah, I got homework to do.
Yeah, I know. Do your homework and do it right.
I always do my homework right. I'm almost done.
I'm going to have to whoop your ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what's going on with Moco, though, man? What's good over there?
I'm not on Moco anymore. I deleted my profile.
Why you did all that?
Why not?
You mean, why not? Answer that
why
question
not?
First.
The fuck
answer
is
that question. Answer, oh my God. Just answer the question. It's not even that serious.
I just
That's the
did. Here's the problem. You know what? You have. This is your problem. I'm gonna evaluate you right now. I'm gonna just
assess
you.
First off, you're gonna stop right there. First off, you're gonna stop right.
First,
hold on.
Whoa. When you don't get the answer that you want, they do resort to.
Whoa.
You know. I don't know what kind of
Hold on. She's not schooling anything. That's one. Number two, I told you where you was at already. So with that knowledge that you just seem to let go in one ear and out the other, maybe I'll have to refresh your memory about what's going on around here, because maybe you're a little lost and I can find you right here. You understand me?
So find me.
You understands me? You understands me with an S at the end of there?
Find me.
You understands me?
Yeah, say that. You understands me, man? What's really going on around here?
Then. What are you saying?
What am I saying? What I'm saying is bump your head, fall back, be up to midnight, do your homework, get it right. Make sure you turn it in, and make sure you get that guap. And I'll let somebody else handle the rest.
All right, that's only fair.
Yeah, you like that, right? I told you, you in the wrong. You done got yourself. Got what?
All right. You could like throw me into that all you want. All right, that's cool. But that's it. You are a control freak, because when you ask me, no, listen.
I am.
All right, so I just wanted to assess you. Like, this is what I do for a living. I wanted to assess you. You know what I'm saying?
But understand this: I'm only a control freak in between 8 and 10 o'clock. Sometimes maybe an hour after that. Just remember that one.
Okay, but just look at like where you went with it.
I'm not looking at anything right now.
You said, what's up with your Moco? I said, I deleted it. I don't have it. Oh, why? I said, why not? You act like
why?
That wasn't an answer. So,
nah,
because you
an
don't
answer.
Get the answer that you're looking for.
That's not an answer. That's not an answer.
That is the answer.
No,
I responded to you. That is the
answer. That's a question. That's a question.
No, it's not.
You know why? Because you would have, I'm pretty sure when I said why and you said why not, I'm pretty sure you would have waited for me to say something as like an answer or something, right?
No, because why not basically means, okay, fuck it. It's only Moco. Like, who cares?
Okay, all right.
All right? Thank you.
What? See, you can't slip. You can't slip and think it's over when you're dealing with me. That's the thing. That's what you're missing right now. Come on, with all that sweetie.
As far as, like, mentally sparring goes, I really don't think you want to challenge me.
Come on, shorty. I'm not even. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is not even the tip of the iceberg. What's really going on here?
Okay.
What's really going on here? You know what? You're right. And you know what? You're right. I don't want to spar with you. You're right. You?
No, not mentally spar, no.
Yeah, all right. You think, I'll let you think you have the upper hand.
All right. Whenever you want to have a battle of the wits, you know how to get in touch with me, okay?
Listen, actually, no, I don't, because if I did, I'd have been put you under the water.
Oh, right. You're just so proud of yourself with that one, right?
Nah, not even. Nothing to be proud of.
Hell, you were just like, yes. That was like,
ain't nothing to be proud of. I love it. As long as you know what's going on here, you in the good right now. Until you wind up in that red.
Until I wind up where?
Until you wind up in the red.
What's that?
Oh, Lord.
What is that?
The opposite of right, girl.
I can't hear you. Say that again.
The opposite of right, girl.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
See? Furthermore, letting you know that you're not ready.
Okay.
But you might be ready.
That's a matter of opinion, though.
But you might be ready, you know? I like that marinade a little bit. Maybe you'll figure that one out.
Nope, I won't even put any effort into that one.
Okay. Just like, just, okay.
Just like who?
Oh, shit, hopefully they figure it out.
Don't be comparing me with,
who?
Yankees don't seem like they making it anyway.
Whoever that name was just
I don't do comparisons.
Okay. All right.
Boy, I'm hot in this shit. What's going on here? Everybody disappearing and leaving the show in my hands. You know when the show gets
to,
when the show is in my hands.
Pussy and fucking, everybody will come out the woodworks and start talking.
Yeah, that's disgusting how you got to talk about sex for everybody to get involved.
That's how they operate.
Yeah. I mean, right.
That's what I said about Juicy and fucking Margarine. You know, they was going on and on about fucking dick, huh? Like they're talentless. You are officially talentless when all you can talk about is sucking dick positions.
That might be that. Hey, that might be their talent.
Well, that's all they have to offer because that's majority of the ugly bitches. Majority of the ugly bitches, or if they're not ugly, but they are attractive, but they have no sense, that's all they have to do. That's all they got. They have nothing else to offer in society.
Don't be the train horse.
What?
The horse of the town.
Oh, boy.
Or as they said in The Color Purple, the Juke Joint Jezebel.
Okay.
That movie is real life, okay? You can look at that movie and point that shit out to real life. And yeah, The Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
So many bitches of the Shug Avery of America.
Mm-hmm.
Got different baby daddies, leg like baseball bats, and that nasty woman's disease.
Leg like baseball.
I heard she got nasty women's disease.
No, that's not how he said it. No, he said, so you couldn't wait till you got in your house, could you? He was like, Shug Avery, her own father don't want to have nothing to do with her.
Okay.
He was like,
he had to go in this.
No, wait. What the funny shit was, when he was like, all her children got different daddies. She got legs like baseball bats.
Oh.
And I hear she got that nasty women's disease. That nigga, Mr. Father, had him so shook. He was like, all of Shug Avery's got the same daddy. I can vouch for that. He's like, you can vouch for nothing.
End of your kids.
Ain't none of them niggas yours. Get out of here.
Okay. At first, I was thinking the kids he had at the ranch was her kids.
Here's what I didn't understand. Where did all them kids go?
Thank you.
Because remember in the beginning of the movie, remember
when they hit her,
she is your new mammy, and she said, that ain't my mammy. Now, it was a bunch of fucking kids. And then remember the head that when she got popped in her mouth for saying she was gonna cut the girl hair off. There was a bunch of kids there. But at Easter Sunday at that damn dinner table, were no kids there but Squeak's kids, Sophia's kids.
What's her name? Oh, Sophia.
Sophia's kids, and Harpo. Yes.
Okay. That's why I was
know it was her kids when he in the beginning. That's what I was thinking.
No, where did all those kids go? No, they wasn't Sug Avery's kids. I don't like how they did that.
Like
because those kids were all old. They were bad as hell.
They must have got taken.
I don't know, but remember when they were at the dinner table and Silly was like, y'all was rotten kids. Y'all was rotten kids.
They were some rotten motherfuckers.
Yes, they was horrible. She was like, my children in Africa getting plenty
he
of
said,
exercise, learning different languages.
He said, what you
better than these fools you ain't never tried to raise.
He said, you ugly, and you still ain't going to be nothing.
No, that's not how he said. She said, you ugly. He said, what he said, you're black, you're ugly, you're a woman.
She can do is clean
because
she can't cook.
No, and he said maybe she could work on somebody real well. He said, Sug got talent. She got spunk. What you going to do? Maybe they'll let you work on somebody railroad. And the father was like, maybe she could sleep out the caboose.
Oh, that is so funny.
So they went in. That's my shit.
She done spit that nigga water.
Yeah. Well, you heard what he said to her.
BB bit.
He said, Silly, you have my sympathy. Not many women will let their husband's hoe lay up in their house. Then the bitch turned to, well, once Sug Avery ate her pussy, it was a wrap for Silly.
Okay.
Silly ain't give a fuck. She was so happy. Her and Mister was both happy when that bitch came to town.
How good. I need a man.
Yes.
A man,
and I don't
want to
smell no goddamn stinking pot, Albert. Albert.
Yes. Like all the time I've been with this dick fighting up.
He was like, no. He was holding her. He was like, you're not feeling well. You're not feeling well. She was like, turn loose my goddamn hand.
Yo, Sug Avery was the funniest bitch in that movie.
Oh my! In the book, she was the shit though. Like her.
But in the book,
Harpo
was
a
homo.
Okay. He wasn't married in the book.
But you know what? I was watching this lecture by this guy named Irritated Genie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was breaking down the whole dynamic of Steven Spielberg and how really, yeah, we laugh about it and it's a good movie and all of that. But by the way, like, first of all, this movie was made by a whole production company of about 17, 18 white people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so... And the book was written by a black woman, Alice Walker. But compared to the book and the movie, the way they broke that shit down was like how they do the whole separation of the black family, the way Steven Spielberg depicted it. Like, you got to watch Irritated Genie, how he breaks it down. Like, basically how they're, like, subliminally, like, tricking us out, like, fucking with us. Even though, like, as an adult, I watch it since I was a kid. I loved the movie personally, but I kind of see where he was going, like, the whole time when he came and took Nettie and told her she had to go because he wanted to have sex with her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in the book, remember, he was saying it about Celie. He wasn't saying it to Nettie.
Mm-hmm.
But she flipped it and was saying that he was saying it to her. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, she was like, oh, Nettie, you got such nice hair, such beautiful, you know? But in the
some beautiful teeth.
Right. He talking about your teeth? She's like, yeah. But in the
you know, Celie had
book,
that ugly ass smile.
Right, but in the book, but here's the thing though, in the book, she when Mister was saying all of that to Nettie, Nettie was trying to be the sister, knowing that this man was trying to come on to her, but telling her this is what your husband was saying about you to me. Instead of in the movie, he was directing it straight towards Nettie, and then Nettie was being a bitch and saying that like this is what your husband's saying to me. Like you gotta you can Google Irritated Genie and get that lecture on The Color Purple. You're gonna be like, damn. Yeah.
Okay, I heard the book and the movie is totally different, but in the same, they the same, like, I don't know. I always wanted to read the book. The
book's good.
You see, like, you get a better understanding when you read the book here and watch the movie.
Yeah, well, I've read the book like twice, but I've seen the movie. I know the movie from beginning to end, as you can see.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's my shit. Like, Oprah should have hired me, and I would have did everybody's part right on Broadway by myself.
I
wouldn't even have to go backstage. I wouldn't even have to go fucking backstage. Everybody, you know who the fuck I am right now. I don't gotta go backstage. I'm just gonna jump from part to part. They know who I am.
I mean, like, this girl and all the parts she by herself. That girl
good. That's talent.
Oh, what we took over.
I'm
not talking. I'm moving
up. It's the color purple.
They make these bitches talk about the color purple. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
You know what? You know, I always wondered in that movie if Adam was a retard. Because when everybody else spoke that African shit, they sounded so fly.
He said, so we need mama.
Yeah. Why? Why did they have to make him so doofy? I was offended.
Mama.
Mama, Coco, mama, told me. What? But when
they understood was mama.
Yeah, but when Tashi spoke that shit flowed off of Tashi. I said, damn, that shit is sexy. What'd she say? I didn't know what she said.
Oh, shit.
And when
Olivia started talking, she sounded good, too.
They didn't let Olivia really say much.
Mm.
She was just sitting there looking, grinning, looking dumb. Good God. You know what else I used to cry, but then after watching it again, I started to really find the humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
When Mr. went to take Nettie out of that house and was get off my land, and he caught that bitch with that rock in her shoulder. He made her jump. I thought she was like, ow.
Oh, my God.
So Nettie said
that pretty white dress that he was so admiring was tan.
Wait a minute.
Silly
is like, right. Then
right.
Nettie was like, what? Like, bitch, this is a fucking state of emergency. Your ears are supposed to be wide open. Like, how you got up repeating what I'm like, yo. That's like if I call you right now and I'm like, girl, call the police. And you're like, what? What do you mean? What, bitch? Hang up the phone and call the fucking police.
Call the fucking police.
I'm going to die.
Yeah.
She was like, right. What? Right. Like, yo, come on. I want to kick a mud hole in my TV.
Oh, shit.
Like, stoning your dumb ass.
I've been sitting there playing hand games with a bitch.
No.
You are never apart.
And then they want to play games.
And it with rocks.
They were supposed to jump that nigga.
Play hand games.
That's how you know that shit was in the early 1900s. Because in 2009.
If he really wanted to beat that bitch, he would have beat that bitch ass.
No, in 2009. In 2009, them bitches could have been worse enemies and got caught fucking each other baby daddy. Bitches would have got together and whooped that nigga out right on his front lawn.
Okay.
Beat his ass and took his wallet.
Them bitches get a one man. I couldn't get beat on my sister there.
How he dragged both y'all down the stairs and bust Silly's whole entire tailbone down every last motherfucking step.
I know her ass is hurting.
Girl, then when he got them on that
tree. Like
when he got on that tree and went to banging their hands.
Oh, my God. We would have had to jump him.
I would have whooped his monkey ass. I would have had to whip his ass. I'm sorry.
She like, let us stay, Nettie.
Let us stay. I'll do anything for you. Let us stay.
Oh, God. And all the kids sitting there running, following.
Yeah.
Seeing what the fuck going on. Like, this shit good. They don't got no type of TV, so any type of action is entertaining.
Yeah, they was always in the middle of some shit, them kids. That was just
Rotten
kids. Rotten kids. Made my life
rotten
here hell.
To board.
She said, made my life here hell.
Oh, my God.
Where did they go?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of way.
Hey there. They got to be there.
Hello.
Hey there. Hello.
Hello. There's no fun for.
What's the problem?
I'm okay. What's up? Why y'all not talking?
Because I ain't got shit to say about that movie.
Oh.
But let's talk about something that you know of.
Nigga, when NBA comes on, I go off.
So not watching the game?
I don't know if that can happen, but I'll try.
Who's that, SD?
Whole game.
Yes, ma'am.
What you doing, SD? You eating? What you doing?
I'm eating some Pizza Hut.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut tastes, just reminds me of throw up.
It is what it is.
I just like they hot wings.
I like my own hot wings better.
I'll fuck the hot wings up, I ain't gonna pie. Mm. I rather cook too, so.
I don't feel like it.
10:30.
Okay. Your children are? Do you know where your children are?
My kids are in the bed. Both of them.
Okay. 9 o'clock. Lights out.
I just went back there and told, because I have a 2.5-year-old and she's like unruly.
Mm-hmm.
She's horrible.
Another subject I cannot talk about.
Oh, my God.
Well, we just don't have anything in common.
You set up the topic.
No, go ahead. Keep doing you all. I ain't knocking you.
No, like I said you was, but I'd rather, you know, you be in a conversation.
I'm here. Don't worry.
Oh,
are you the only one here?
Yes, he mean.
I'm mean.
He is very mean. It's big.
Get the hell out of here with that. I wouldn't hear that.
Is there anybody else here?
I'm good. Y'all go ahead. No, knocking you. Hey, damn.
I am not mean.
That's
that was
me.
You just blew us off. I'm trying to get you involved, babe.
I'm involved whether you know it or not, girl.
I know you want to listen, but damn, I'd rather for you to be involved than talking.
Come on, what do you mean? It's hard to find a man that likes to listen. What the hell? All
right, I'm not going to argue.
It's not an argument.
Yeah, it seems like you're raising your voice.
No, not at all.
Has control issues.
Mm-hmm, I see.
That's
what you want to call it.
Are you the only man in here right now?
Huh?
Are you the only man here right now?
I'm not understanding you.
Are you the only man here
now? I guess so. That's what it sounds like.
Hmm.
Unless the other men are low riding, which is very, very disgusting.
How would you know how many people are there?
Yeah, how do you know that?
I know this dude is still here, because if it wasn't, we wouldn't even be on the phone right now.
Who's this dude?
What's his name? GQ.
What's
he doing? So if he wasn't there, they would have been hung up.
Why is he not talking?
So.
Hmm?
That's probably going to have a line. Excuse me?
Oh, you answered my question already.
Fuck out of the way.
Okay.
What? Damn, man, all these fucking sandals in it.
Listen, I'm going to hang up and
make
a phone call. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, it's been real.
It's been well.
Yes, what's your name, Bossy?
Yes, it's Bossy.
No, I'm nobody.
Yeah, they was talking about you. Nobody.
What they say about me?
They like, where nobody at?
Not me. I'd rather talk about you in your face.
Okay.
No, but I don't think that can happen over the phone.
That can't happen, SD.
Yeah, I... Excuse me?
What's that supposed to mean?
Exactly how it sounded.
Don't be such a fucking sass mouth.
Why? Because I keep it real and being a sass mouth?
Yeah, don't be a sass mouth.
My bad for keeping it real.
That's how it sounds, being a sass mouth.
My bad for keeping it real.
Well, I was like, oh, he coming a little kind of...
Yeah, he puts bass in his voice. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Always had that. What you talking about?
Oh.
Y'all better stop messing with me out here, man.
Always got some bass in your voice, man. You still always got to have that.
Y'all better stop messing with me out here, Jay.
Don't get all feminine on us now.
Yeah.
Y'all jumping me out here. I can handle it, though, but y'all jumping.
Can we just say that? Ain't no one man going to beat us up.
Okay, it's not happening.
Excuse me.
Oh,
we whooping. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not even understanding, so I'm going to need you to keep it down and repeat that.
Didn't get it when we were talking about the color purple. We like
how
going to let just that one dude, you know, take over like that. We would have whipped his ass all night. Like,
nah, not
over there. Tell that shit was back in the day.
That was back in the day when women really thought they had to be scared of a nigga. Like, for what?
And women did every day.
Oh,
and
boy.
Women didn't realize that without you, you seen what happened when she left? That nigga chickens was walking around in his fucking kitchen.
Bitch, his hair was gray. He was in that neck shave.
She was making a mess.
Yes.
Okay, now.
Sure, and then he felt bad and going by and go pay that fee for the kids to come.
That was her money.
Mm-hmm.
That was all her money anyway, because Nettie was sending her money.
Okay, yeah, he was storing all her stuff away.
In the chicken coop.
In the chicken coop.
In the mailbox,
both
so
places.
I know when it's done been messed with.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and you want to let it
come? For me, ain't nothing come for you. Don't you touch that mailbox.
Yes.
I can tell when it's been messed with.
Messed with, that's what he said. That nigga put a fucking mouse trap in there. How dare you?
This fucking should know about the shit.
Suge was getting the motherfucking mail, and that wasn't even her house.
Suge had all type of authority in there.
Suge had pull, and that motherfucker, that bitch got her own room.
Yes.
That bitch had her junk wife giving
her
a bath.
Yes. Her old secret store.
She had her jump off wife scratching out her head when she was ailing.
Okay.
That's the best.
So,
yeah, she said, I need some more bubbling oil. Bubbling oil. She said, put some more bubbling oil in here.
Dude.
And was sitting up there drinking her corn liquor in the tub in some other woman's house.
He even had the nerve to cook for a bitch. Fuck it up.
She said, I told you I don't want nothing.
You trying to kill me.
Yo, I need some, that shit needs to come on.
She said, I just sat back to see what color the
walls. What color the walls are going to look like. That movie was
that was a clean tray.
Wait, wait a minute. You know what was funny? Did you ever hear what Mr. told Sophia when they came up there to the
up
house?
Up where?
When Sophia met Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remember what he said? She was like, how you know it's his? Pretty girl,
she
like
says, I'm the only man I've been with.
Yeah, I, said, I know, because he's the only one.
She gonna bubble with her big ass.
Yes. She's like, Hoppo come up here with a woman named Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Be a big girl.
Billy was
shook.
Okay.
Everybody
was
shook.
I go complain it to her, talking about she don't listen.
He was like, pretty girl like you, in the family way. I know your father choked you out, sitting and living in the streets. Said, I ain't living in no streets. I'm living with my sister and her husband, and they said I can stay with them as long as I want to. She was like, pretty thing like you, ready to blame that baby on every time Dick and Harper.
Okay. He was playing the shit out of Sophia.
So he wasn't fighting the shit out of Sophia. Sophia was whooping his ass.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch really talking about
helping
last always.
Where you get that from? He's like, that's a frick.
He said, that, you know, oatmeal jewel? That oatmeal jewel? He's like, that look like a fish.
Yes. He's like, oh. He started jumping, going all crazy. King's jumping. He said, look, he hit me right in the eye. Look, you see?
And he said, yeah, I see it, but it looks kind of look like a fish.
Okay.
And Sophia said,
Sophia was embarrassed.
What? Sealy told her, this life will be over soon.
Beat me.
That bitch said, this life will be over soon. Heaven lasts always. She said, you better bash Mrs. Head open and think about heaven later.
Okay.
Sophia wasn't nothing to play with.
Mm-mm.
But you know, Oprah, you know, and I really hope Oprah ain't listening to this call, because I really believe Oprah owns everything, okay? But listen, Oprah really looks like Sophia in real life. I want everybody to know that. That bitch that was on there.
Of course.
That bitch that was on there as Sophia is Oprah.
That was no makeup, no
nothing. No, that was raw and uncut. That's
yes.
who she is. That bitch
mm-hmm.
that had stuff in her mouth and all
that. Probably not that big, but yeah.
No, but that's who she looks like.
Mm-hmm.
They did a makeup. They showed Oprah when she was getting ready one episode. And her feet look like rocks. Like, and I'm just watching her.
Oprah won't get her feet fixed. She can't.
But Oprah, listen, there's certain things, no matter how much plastic surgery you do, the only way you will be the person you really want to be is invasion of the body snatchers. They got to snatch your whole skin off. What was that?
That you don't want to hear that.
Oh, they don't want to hear that?
No.
He came out the cut with that.
What was that?
I'm like, damn, he ain't want to hear that. He let us talk that long. So let's hear that shit. No. You're crazy. Trip. Got me cracking up on low. Off the hook.
Like I said.
How
Oprah.
About what's her name? The light skinned girl that Hoppo started dealing with when Squeak. He was at the juke joint.
Squeak, aka Mary Agnes. My name ain't no Squeak. I thought your name was Squeak. Me too. She said, my name Mary Agnes. Mary what?
Mm-hmm.
Mary Agnes. And I going with should. I'm fixing the same.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I can get up there and do everybody's fucking part. And listen.
I was talking about the part of me when they was in the juke joint.
She said, how
she was like,
me?
I said, you ain't no but little old half on.
No. No, no. See, bossy, you're going to have to say this shit right. Don't be fucking up the movie. Okay?
That was funny as hell that she got
punched. She came over there with fever. With all the mayonnaise jars full of liquor. That bitch had fever. She was like, Hoppa, what is here, woman? This here my wife, Sophia. Sure. Not if she Hoppa. And not if he my man. That's right. He's just a big old rapper.
I said, with
me.
Sophia a beast.
Yup, and she slapped the shit out of Sophia. Sophia ate that shit and took one and laid that bitch out.
Yes.
That bitch came climbing out the water, took my hot boy.
Hey, what the fuck
what
she buying? Oh, shit. That bitch went in the puddle. Yes. Under the juke joint. Under the juke joint. She pushed that bitch under the juke joint.
And Suge went in for the kill. Suge said, I'm going to go tear Sophia up. Snatched her ass up out of there. But you see how Suge gave Sophia that shout out?
Oh.
Right on when she was on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, this hair goes out. Called the Mississippi Blues. Right after the bitch said, I ain't seen a hat like that since my grandmama.
They ain't trying to play that bitch out about her hat.
Yes.
That was the fucked up part right
there. They tried to play her out about her hat, but she was that bitch when Suge Avery got on the mic.
Uh-huh.
He said, this here called the Mississippi
like,
Blues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That night her Philly got it
and
in.
That's when they went, yeah. That's when they went in there. And she was like, I feel
he
like he's doing his
smile.
Business.
She was like, what's saying nothing wrong with this? Like, you cast a beautiful smile.
Philly, you cast a beautiful. No, you don't. You think I's ugly. You still ugly.
I can't move. I can't move till I see her face.
Oh, my God, yes. She's like, I can't move. I can't move. I don't know what to say. Girl, she was just sitting there looking
like,
dumb with all that
like,
mud on her face and shit, looking retarded.
Like, Paul, who it is? The lady that should have been your mammy.
Your mammy. Girl, that movie got so many things going on in it. It's hilarious. I mean, when you first watch it, it's like a real heartwarming moment and all that. But
mm-hmm.
you watch that shit a couple of hundred times, you find the funniest shit going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like how Sophia allowed that fucking cracker. Well, I want to know, what was his name, Lawrence Fishburne?
Who? Oh, the one that's playing the piano?
Yeah.
Sophia, no.
What was his name again?
I don't know what his name was on there, but that's Lawrence
I don't
Fishburne.
Know, but then again, put it like this. You had a better chance whooping Mr.'s ass, jumping him, than you ever had a chance in whooping all them crackers' asses like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. That man came out. But do you remember, did you see Miss Millie? I don't know her either.
What of the gun.
Honey, did you see Miss Millie, though? Did you see Miss Millie on Christmas?
On Christmas?
I don't know her either. Did you see that bitch? That bitch couldn't drop Miss Millie, the mayor's wife. I've always
oh,
been good to colors.
The white lady.
I've
yes.
always been good to you colors.
Okay.
But she went and hugged the tree and was terrified because the bitch couldn't drive the car.
Oh, wow. She was. She said they was trying to get me.
Yeah, she was like, Sophia! Sophia!
She's trying to get me.
Like, I've always been nice. I'm the Miss Millie. I'm the man's wife. And I've
yes.
always been good to colored people.
Nobody wants you but your colored people.
Bitch, nobody wants you but your husband. Trust me.
Okay.
She was tripping that day.
That shit was funny.
Hey, we just trying to help you out.
Yeah, she was like, you can drive home. Remember she said the sister was going to bring her home? She was like, I don't know her either. She said, I can't ride in town with no colored man.
He was tripping.
I'm glad I wasn't here. I would have been lynched some fucking way, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all would have been here. I would have been the main bitch lynched, first one ever lynched. Hang me.
Ooh, that gun fucked up her eye, though.
I was so happy when she snapped out of that shit, though.
Okay, he's Sophia home now.
Oh, God. He
said
the dead as a risen. He was eating that biscuit. He dropped that biscuit. He was like, the dead has a risen.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. was a fucking bastard.
That of it was so fucking funny. He just started laughing.
No, because that's when Silly, remember Silly pulled that knife out.
Oh,
first
yeah.
she was rocking and she was still laughing. She was coming, but she wasn't there yet. But when Silly pulled that fucking knife out and said, the jail you plan for me is the one you going to rot in.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch snapped. She said, don't do it, Sophia. Don't do it. Don't trade places where I've been.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. And that's when she came back.
Mm-hmm.
They could have left that part out of the fucking movie. I wouldn't have cared if that bitch stayed as a vegetable, to be honest with you.
Hated depression.
Okay. Come out and rock, because she about rocked to death.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
That movie was good. That was good.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm hanging up now. I don't know where SD is. Is he still there?
Yes, I am.
Huh?
Yes, I am.
What you doing now?
I told you I'm watching TV.
What you watching on TV?
Golden State in Houston.
The who?
Baby is that?
Mine.
Oh, how old is your baby?
3 months.
We got a little baby.
She just woke up. She's teething.
At 3 months?
She's been teething for like a month now.
A 3-month-old teething?
Her teeth is starting to break through her gums already.
But I don't believe it.
Girl, believe
I don't
it.
Believe it. I can't.
She talks and everything.
Donate her to science. For real. What?
Girl, her teeth is breaking through.
No, she's not. Are they gums just white?
Is.
Are the gums just white? Are the gums, do you have other kids?
Uh-huh. I have
right.
a son at 6.
All right. Are the gums just white?
Let me see.
Or are they breaking like you can feel them?
I have to feel the teeth.
Girl, bring that child back. That baby is not 3 months.
She is 3 months. She turned 3 months on the 24th of this
okay,
month.
Listen to me, bossy. I know you believe she's 3 months, I respect that. Bring the child back to the hospital and tell them you want your real 3-month-old baby, not this 5-month-old baby. They lied. Okay?
Shocked the damn self, but when she started putting and gnawing on them fingers, she was gnawing on them fingers before she even turned a month.
Are you pregnant again?
No, and everybody kept saying that. Oh, she moving out the way.
Yeah,
girl. She ain't moving out the way for shit.
Yes, she is. You better check
pregnant.
And make sure they ain't leaving nothing up there.
Hell no, I had 2 periods.
Okay, well, you better hope you see a 3rd one. Because that right there don't even sound right.
Mm-mm, girl, it's talking.
No,
you hear
I heard that. Yeah, and you know what?
You hear her talking? You want to say hi? Say hi, girl. Say hi.
Girl, you better go to bed. Go to bed. I don't talk to kids after 9 o'clock. Okay, I don't talk to my own. I ignore them. They be like, mommy, I look right past them.
Okay.
I do not talk to kids after 9.
I had her down. I had her down. She woke up.
Maybe she wants some cereal. 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 Cereal.
Okay, I already dosed her.
You doped her up already?
I already dosed her.
Good.
I already dosed her.
That cereal is a wonderful thing.
Oh, she like, why am I talking about her? She get hyped.
3 months with teeth. I can't believe that.
Her teeth is